Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young man, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I work. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a go.
Yeah,
can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why I work.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut.
Why? The hard in the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining. Nothing like this nut.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining. Nothing like this nut.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like this nut.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like this nut.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Day they put a nigga ass behind bars and throw the key away. They find you guilty for the charge before you plead the case. Yeah, you're guilty to proving innocent, them bitches snake. Real talk, dawg, no it ain't fake. You gotta stay strong, homie don't break. Stay solid, nigga, and don't turn state. I keep it gangster like a G, that's the only way. I'ma take my lick, no I never been a snitch. I done did time twice and now I do this shit again. They say why do 10 when you can tell on a friend. Then put you out there so a nigga could do it in. It's a dirty world, but it's still been. You can't do nothing to fight it, but try to live in it. We've been losing, don't doubt it, and people still winning. We strike you out like a diamond. Night ending, living on the system. We can't win, we losing. Black can kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing it. Blame it on the system. We can't win, we losing. Black can kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing it.
Caught the state jury, judge, and the victim. All they love to see is me convicted. But I'm mafia connected. He wrecked. Assault, witness, rifle, and suggested. I'm already war-ready, battle-tested. Get your warning, I'm gonna send another message. The system can't call me and the feds can't catch us. These hoes can't break me and these haters can't stress us. Folks can't pin any murder to these weapons. They try and give me life, they ain't try and give me justice. Bang, bang with the gavel, no discussion. We running from the fuzzes, they jumping out in dozens. Niggas right back on the block like they wasn't. Could never stop the hustle or the bullet out this muzzle. Pistol grip pump knocking pieces out your puzzle. Pointing at the trial, you must wanna die. You gon' get the business once you step 1 foot outside.
Blame it on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black can kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing it. Blame it on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black can kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing it. I call the charge and the judge try to block it to me. Try to give me 30 years for a steal, but he couldn't. He gave me the max, and they sent me the max. 23-1, what you know about that? It's hard when you're black, you don't stand a chance. Sentence you to death if you kill a white man. In excitement, we never write, man. Go to trial if you like, shoot and dice, man. To the police, we a perfect target. They main goal, try to take us out the fucking market. Make you a convict, now you're starving. Can't get a job picking cotton because of your charges. Ain't nothing changed to Barack. You're out your damn frame if this ain't corruption stop. It's still the same, man, this shit will never stop. You can blame it on the system, don't blame it on hip-hop. Blame it on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black can kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing it. Blame it on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black can kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing.
T14 with the cut. Thank you for tuning in. Goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Honest Online. You also host Golden Fleece. What it do? What it do?
Chilling, man. I'm telling you, man. I can't even really call it today, man. Today has been a hectic day. You know, it's a hectic day, especially out here in Seminole County, Florida, where the defense just rested his case, and now basically the trial is about to be in the jury hands. So, you know, that's pretty much what everybody talking about where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? Because we right in the mix of this shit and all around the nation. But that's what this Wednesday's been about, nothing but dialogue between people that live around here, just, you know, everybody talking about how they think it's going to go and Black Panthers, I heard they was going to come out here and wild out if shit ain't go right. And just a bunch of different stuff, but that's been my Wednesday today.
It's definitely been, you know, the Wednesday, like you said, around the nation, because even at the job, you know what I'm saying, like working in the hotel and shit, we had a child, this little child on the day, and I'm talking about each place I touched down, the news channel, you know what I'm saying, was straight on the child. So, and the guests, they checking in and they just right there watching it. Like, nobody wants to miss a minute. I've pretty much missed a lot of it, but, you know, I'm getting the key points and getting the gist of what's going on. And it I know it's going to be, you know, an ugly thing, you know. It's just not.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it. You know, I know everybody's not feeling it.
I'm not optimistic. I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I think the state laid out a weak case. I think they could have did much better than they did. I don't think the defense did good as well, but they did better than that weak state's case, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
you know, it's just going to be sad if this guy walks yeah. out shaking hands and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah, you know, you already got people all around the world rooting for him. It is really a
yeah,
shame to see some of these chat rooms and Facebook posts and
yeah,
different
yeah.
things like that, because if the shoe was on the other foot, this wouldn't be going
yeah.
that way at all.
Nah, it wouldn't have even lasted this long. I really was shocked at how much everything was just dragged out, and that right for me is just, you know, a trip, period. So, but I do want to, you know, of course, I'm wishing them the best, you know what I mean, and I know everybody else is. So, well, we do have one guest coming on tonight. I don't know what that is. We do have
what
one guest
that?
Coming on tonight. I don't know what that is. We do have, oh my gosh, this is. Today is just off the chain tonight. I can barely talk. Again, this is Wednesday night, Jermaine Dupri of Global 14, The Cut. So via global14.com, so if it's your first time checking in, yes, we're doing a little ranting and rambling at the beginning. It's not all always how we do it, but we're doing that tonight. I mean, this is a serious trial right now going on. I mean,
very,
the whole world
very
is
serious.
It is. I almost feel like there's nothing else to talk about but that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is that. It is that. I think people need to realize how crazy this is because, you know, not shortly after Trayvon was killed, there was another guy that was killed out here because the guy said he had his music on too loud, and he shot
right.
him in a gas station like parking lot.
Yeah, I remember you
so,
told
you know,
me about that. That's crazy.
Yeah. So you know, everybody don't want it to be open season that people could just think,
exactly.
okay, I'm scared of this person. He
exactly.
was gonna beat me up, so I got to shoot him and kill him. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So everybody's watching this verdict real closely, man, because you know, Al Sharpton was on there like he doesn't want any riots, he doesn't want anybody acting
yeah,
crazy. But then
I'm,
you think to
I
yourself
like
yo. Sometimes you
really?
Got to let people know, like, fuck that shit. We ain't taking that lying down. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen, but, you know, I would not be mad, you know what I'm saying, if people just stood up and was like, no, fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, there's an unarmed teenager who deserved a chance
Seriously.
To grow up.
Seriously.
Fuck all that other shit.
Yeah, what they talk about, I'm not even trying to hear it at all. So it is a crazy situation. Hopefully we can, you know, again, like you said, I'm not optimistic as well, but, you know, we'll see what goes down with it and just keep our eyes on the child just like everybody else. And if you guys want to call, mm-hmm. you have an opinion, something you want to say, comment on that 760-913-4119. Tonight we are going to have a special guest, Miami Mike, YMCMBANR, president of SOD Money Gang, author, motivational speaker, panelist. I mean, he pretty much has everything under his title, so he is going to be on the line with us tonight. It's going to be pretty dope. You out there in Florida, have you ran into Mike yet?
I haven't run into Mike. I seen Mike one time when I was out in Miami with a friend of mine that worked for Po' Boy Records. I wasn't able to be
mm-hmm.
introduced to Mike. Definitely hear about Mike all the time. You know,
yeah.
his philanthropic stuff that he does in the community. I think he has a organization, a charity with a Pittsburgh Steeler player,
mm-hmm.
Deshaun Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually one of us. So we keep up with what he's doing because he's like the connect to a bunch of stuff. And one day,
yeah.
and I'm really glad that he's on the line today. I didn't get a chance to meet him. Actually, when he was around, I think I was actually talking to E-Class, if I wasn't mistaken. I think he was in the same area and
mm-hmm.
At that time. But I'm glad he's on the show because I hear he does a bunch of great things in the community. Also in the music world, so it's always going to be great to get his opinion, see what he has going on, you know what I'm saying, and let the listeners know who CEO Miami Mike is, because a lot of people that aren't in the industry,
absolutely,
they wouldn't know who's behind Soulja Boy, and you know, they
right.
hear his name Miami Mike, don't know he really from Mississippi, that's where Soulja
right.
Boy is from, they think he's from
right.
Atlanta, so
mm-hmm.
it's definitely going to be good to speak to him tonight so he can, you know, tell the people about how he keeps that engine running over there. Because Soulja
mm-hmm.
seem to be getting that cheese.
You say good nut cheese. Well, most definitely, have him on the line coming up shortly here. Gonna have to do some troubleshooting. So we took a week off, coming back fresh. I'm feeling a little off my game. I care about a little off my game coming back. I feel like we haven't done a show in like a month. I'm like, okay, what's next? You know, like what's
and
going
so
on?
Much
but
going on in between that.
It
time,
is.
You know what I'm saying?
It really
like,
is.
It's so
the
horrible,
holiday happened,
man.
And it just you know. It's a lot. It definitely is a lot. So, you know, y'all got to bear with us tonight. Again, first time checking in, this is Jermaine Dupri's radio station. So go over to global14.com. Check it out. Create your little profile. See what's good. See what's up. See what's popping. Also, on the 4th of July this week, we did have Jay-Z. He finally released. Oh, my gosh. The commercials were amazing. I'll let you. Do you want to give your review? Because I know that's your... You know, dude, right
love,
there. I didn't know if you wanted to say a couple of lines on his behalf.
Ah, man, I love it. I love it. I love Magna Carta, Holy Grail. Like you said, the rollout was amazing to it. You know, a lot of people, you know, you got some credit. Ah, that's not Jay-Z's best work and this and that. It's just like, whatever your opinion is, if you
right.
don't respect the, if
right.
you don't respect the rollout, if you don't respect
exactly.
the business plan, if you don't respect
exactly.
what that is, not only did they give you good music, just how they showed you how they keep changing and creating rules, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
At first, people was like, yo, that a million that Samsung bought, that's not going to count to his sale, and boom, the whole fucking
yeah.
RIAA changed the shit. So
yeah.
it would count, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
this dude's album cover, if you didn't know, is next to the original Magna Carta articles in a museum cathedral. So now
yeah.
when people go see that shit, they also see Jay-Z's album cover. So if y'all over there hating on Jay-Z, y'all hate on anything.
Y'all just haters, period.
Just
like
just
LeBron
hate.
James. Y'all just hating on
yeah.
people for no
That's
reason.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
You can't hate
nah,
on
he...
that shit.
He did his thing, especially with that commercial. I said, ooh, I was all fired up about that. So I was really excited and looking forward to the album dropping. And I'm going to be honest, I have not heard the entire album. I've been ripping and running, working, doing the day gig joints. So I haven't had
mm-hmm.
the opportunity to do that. But, you know,
I
will check it out.
I know, you know, me and you got like almost the same taste. So I think you're going to really like it, man. I think you're going to be really excited about it. I think it's a dope album. They got
yeah.
summer hits on there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you've been hearing people say, fuck with me. You know I got it. That shit right
uh-huh.
there is. Yeah, so.
I've been seeing all the little lines and hashtags and everything. I mean, he definitely did his thing, and that's why he's whole. I didn't have any thing else to speak about as far as mixtapes and albums or anything that I wanted to bring to the people's attention tonight, because, again, I just feel like I'm off my game. We had a holiday, came back. I'm trying to get back in the groove of things. So I really don't, you know, that's it for me. I didn't have anything
mm-hmm.
else that I thought was, you know, pertinent. Did you?
Nah. I mean, 4th of July, I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. You know what I'm saying? I actually just relaxed to my pops. You know, his birthday is the 5th of July, so he's just chilling with the Pop Dukes, you know what I'm saying? And Magna Carta Holy Grail, you know what I'm saying? Straight relaxing, straight chilling, you know what I'm saying? But hopefully you had a great 4th, and all the listeners had a great 4th. But like you said, that was pretty much it, man. Nothing crazy.
Most definitely. Well, we're going to get right into the interview coming up shortly. Again, Miami Mike on the line tonight, YMCMB, SOD and Money Gang, Palm Tree Entertainment, that is his company. A lot going on, a lot for you to learn and listen from him. If you do have questions, you can call in at 760-913-4119. Get to know him, get the information, use this as a tool and a resource for yourself tonight. It's free. He coming online free. He don't do free. So take advantage of this opportunity and stop texting because it's distracting. It's just distracting. So, but also, a lot of people have been talking about getting their music reviewed and sending us music and trying to get interviews and whatnot. And Golden, I didn't know if you wanted to let them know how they could be considered right now before we bring the guests on the line tonight. Golden?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Yes.
Oh,
tonight
man,
is just...
there's some...
No.
Yeah, you know how it is. Sometimes when we come back, Blog Talk be tripping. You know what I'm saying? If you could repeat that last thing you said, because it had cut
yeah,
in and out
for
me.
Let the people know how they can send their music in and how they can be interviewed and all of that type
most
stuff.
Most definitely. Well, you know, you can catch us on our social networks, man. We say this every week. Our Twitter or our Global 14 pages. Onyx is Onyx254 on Twitter. I'm the Glue, T-H-A-G-L-U-E, on Twitter. Hit us up in our DMs. Let us know what you're trying to do. So that way, when we play your music, we know what angles you're trying to push, who you are, not just, hey, play my music because you rap or you sing. You know what I'm saying? Nah, we don't really want to do it like that. Let us know what you're trying to do out here so we know how to better present you to our audience. You know what I'm saying? Or you can hit us up on Global 14, which is www.global14.com. Onyx is Onyx. I'm Golden Fleece on there. They got private messages. We could talk. Let us hear your music. And then we'll let you know when we're going to play it on the show, basically. But like I said, don't just, yo, play my music. Nah,
right.
It don't work like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We need to know what we're doing with your music. Where are you going with your music? What direction you looking at? You know what I'm saying? And then
right.
We can present it properly. You know what I'm saying? We do it for y'all. So that's what it
most
is.
Definitely. Most definitely, and that's what that is. And like you said, hit us up on the social networks, and we got you locked in. Still waiting on the homie Miami Mike to call in and get lots of remote. I'm doing some networking troubleshooting over this way to make sure our lines is clear and everything is good to go. So we got a couple minutes to spare. Anything else that's happening in the news that you want to bring to the? What's up with the whole look? You know the love in hip hop, because you know ever since we went to the press. The media is after season two. I started watching it because, you know, I didn't watch it before. I never watched it, but because we, I got to keep it real. I used to like, no, I'm not watching that. It's crazy. It sounds ratchet. But I went ahead and watched it because, you know, we touched down to the event and I wanted to make sure I knew who people was and all of that. And so, of course, I watched it. Yeah, was it Monday? No, I think I watched it yesterday. I can't remember, but I did watch it. And so, what's up with this dude, Kirk? I mean, really? Like, I wanted to ask you about that because, you know, it's a man and woman perspective. Now,
I
saw Rashida talking about Do You and all of that, and I'm seeing the IG pics, and it's kind of funny, but it's not funny because, like, she's pregnant, you know? And I don't even think she's pregnant no more, but she could be. Who knows? But she was pregnant when we saw her at the, you know, at the event. We saw them two at the event, and they was good, and everybody was good. But apparently, like, they don't see the edited versions and all that until, like, we do, you
right.
know?
Right.
And so
well, you
see
what?
It for herself, how
right.
turned up, quote-unquote, he and
yo,
the chick really was.
I can't
really
use
was.
That word no more. I can't use I the
know.
Word turned up no more. They played that shit out
they,
on that one episode so bad, I was like, fuck using turned up. You ain't gonna hear me say that shit ever again.
They said that all the entire time, right? So I wanted to ask you and anybody else that's listening, males and women, 760-913-4119. I'm going to put the number out on the Twitter. What's up? I mean, is that okay? Was that it wasn't okay for me. In my book, it wasn't okay, but I understood what it was. But for me, if he's so quick to, I get a pass already, that's all he needed was a quick, you know, I get a pass,
see,
I'm gone. Like, what's right, up
well,
with, I mean, 15 years and she pregnant. She was off the chain, but come on, she pregnant. You know what I'm saying? So,
right,
come on.
Right. And you know what? That right there, I'll be totally honest with you, right? That right there is what is killing everybody mostly, is the state she's in, the vulnerable
yeah.
state she's in.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this. Looking at that shit, and that's one of my guilty pleasure shows. I love watching that shit. So I've been
yes,
following
you do.
It. But looking at it like this from this perspective, right, nobody knows what they go through throughout their years, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
in the
yeah.
game. They've
yeah.
been around each other for a long ass time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, us on the that watch the show, we're like, she gave him a pass and he's so quick. It ain't quick. They've been together for 15 damn years. We just seeing a blow up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
We don't know what Kirk. He mentioned a few things, and this is not justifying what he
did. Look,
but
and I'm not.
This.
And I'm not even, mm-hmm. like, and I want to say this before you get real man on me and just, like, go in on the man side. Like, cause, let me interject. You know, I got mm-hmm. four brothers. I know what's up. But, look, I, because she's, like you said, because she's pregnant, that's why I'm like, okay, this was on another level of just, like, really, did you really need to do this? But secondly, given they did, I kept seeing a buildup from the past couple episodes. I'm mad I've been watching and following it, but I've been seeing the buildup to where they've been having issues. Like you said, that we don't know what's going on, off and on the camera, whatever, but, you know, I just felt like, and then he kind of explained after the fact about it being, whatever, like all these little interviews he's doing since the episode aired and just all of that. I'm seeing all that and I'm reading all that and I understand where he's coming from. Yet at the same time, I'm just like, really? It's kind of extra. So
I think it's the embarrassing factor of it.
Yeah,
for
just,
her. I mean, yeah. You know, you don't never want to put nobody
it's
out there.
It's just the way
like
it was
that.
Done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, it's wrong,
it, you know,
but.
It's definitely
yeah.
wrong, but you know, I just see another side of it. I see his side, too. I mean, look, if somebody that you partners with, you know what I'm saying, you're telling
mm-hmm.
them something that's common sense, you know what I'm saying? You're
mm-hmm.
like, look, you're pregnant and shit.
Yeah, I was
why
riding with him. I was riding with him.
Video, you know, with your legs spread on a couch.
Yeah.
Cleavage also. Not only that. You went behind my back and took $20,000 out
yeah.
the bank account when you know I'm trying to save my son from going to jail. You know
yeah.
I was just helping. You know what I'm saying? Like a whole bunch of different circumstances
yeah,
that could
is.
Cause somebody to be like, you know what? And then yeah. after that, screamed on him in front of everybody and was like, get the fuck out of here. Do you?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right there. See, people got to watch what they say to people.
Yeah.
Just because a man is a man, and you ain't going to see that nigga crying or going crazy, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
really emotional. He might be like, you know what, well, fuck you.
I am going
to
do me, yeah.
Like,
after the 50 times of saying,
stuff.
Right, after the 50 times, are we back online now? Shout out. We got our music back. We back. 50, after the 50th, do you, then I can definitely see, okay, you know, I'm about to do me. And then I also... He might have known they was there, but really, that's not how the plot showed it. The whole point was he just wanted to get away, ride the bike, whatever. You know what I mean? So
right,
I
right.
don't feel like he just, they was ready to just really just be going hard like that. You know, it was what it was.
No,
but
no doubt.
I don't think
and
he
that's
just
what I
planned
said. I don't
for
know.
That. So,
no, I don't
right.
think he planned for that either. But
right.
like I said, it's always circumstances. Like I think that they were both wrong, but I think
yeah,
that
me too.
People have to watch what they see. Somebody's reaction might not be what people think should have been for the action.
Yeah.
Like, for instance,
yeah.
somebody could step on somebody's foot in the club. That don't warrant the nigga to get knocked the fuck out. You know what
right.
I'm saying? That
right.
nigga could have been like, yo, excuse me, brother. Oh, okay, no problem. Or another nigga might be like, no, fuck that, and knock a
yeah.
nigga out. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So your action, you got to watch what you're dealing with. Rashida's action was intentional. She's like, yo, fuck
yeah.
this nigga Kirk.
Exactly.
I want to be this rapper. I'm going to take $20,000
yeah.
out the account that me and him
yeah.
got. I'm going to scream in the nigga face.
Yeah.
I'm going to come out here and shoot this fucking video. I don't give a
yeah.
fuck what he going through. So then he
yeah.
turned around and said, well, you know what? I don't give a fuck what you going through. And I'm going to go
yeah.
fuck these chicks and have a good
yeah.
time. But everybody that's looking at them like, oh, but wait a minute, Kurt. That's your wife, and she's pregnant. Come on. Ain't nobody saying, yo, why she steal $20,000 for a music fucking video?
And I did say
they
that. I was freezing the
nigga face. Told the nigga to get the fuck out of here and do
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I did say that, actually. I was like, she's really on. So I said, I just had to be like, I hope that she's the most. I mean, I understand where she's coming from, but like Deb said, you know, focus on other things. Focus on the hairline. Focus on makeup and clothes and everything
right.
else. Like, Deb was really giving her that real thing. I was like, that's what's up.
Deb was
exactly right. I'm like, thank you. Yeah.
She don't got
I wouldn't
no
have.
Kurt is
yeah.
not her husband, but even
yeah,
she was
yeah.
saying, what does Kurt think? You know what I'm saying? Because y'all
exactly.
are married.
Yeah,
like,
I love when she said that. I love when she said that. Because remember, she had came to see her, again, I'm mad I can refer back. But remember when she went to go see Deborah at and had a little meeting behind his back and was wanting him to, her to manage him or whatever, you know? So it's just, it's been a lot of stuff. That's why I said I've seen the build up, and I'm glad I did actually watch these episodes, so now I don't have to be naive and be like, I hate cut. Like, it's not that serious. I've seen women cussing him out. I'm like, y'all are taking this way more than what y'all need to. Y'all need to be worried about you and yours. Yeah, women are women are really.
It's all about perception. It's all about how you see things. My take on it is nobody should be violating each other like that if you don't want it to be done to you.
On either way, financially or emotionally, and all levels.
Violation is a violation. You know what I'm saying? Like,
stay like
you
that.
Got a joint account, and I told you, yo, I don't think you should be out there doing a $20,000 rap video while you're pregnant. And you go to do that shit anyway.
Anyway.
Just like you say, I don't think you should cheat with a ratchet bitch, but I'm going to go out there and do it anyway.
Do it anyway, yeah. So it was okay. Fabulous. You know, fabulous. Of course, you had, I saw Nicki Minaj's rant and they made a big deal. I was really tired of seeing it in the blog. Like, Nicki Minaj went out, like, okay. You know,
they
good,
went,
whatever.
Man,
what's up?
Yeah. And
I mean,
you know what I hate about that? The only thing I hate about that is about a feeling. It's about emotion. They're upset because Rashida was embarrassed.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, wow, you going to do it like that on national TV?
Yeah.
Well, what about how that nigga got done on national TV?
Yeah. She went in on him a couple times. This is from a perspective. I mean, I don't have anything against her, but I remember a couple times, you know, that being the case. Like, her just going in, like, you know, just talking. I mean, that's how they. If that's how it is, that's how it is. That's their relationship. That's they've been together for that many years. He know what to expect. She know what to expect. So it's really nobody is really surprised but us. I mean, none of us even knew Rashida was married until I believe the show, or you know, some of us behind the scenes we knew for you know in the industry.
Right.
But so it is what it is, you know. But I definitely just seeing it going, I'm like, I'm just kind of was tired of seeing it in the blogs, you know. I was just like, what is the deal?
You know,
so that's
it's
the
something.
News.
It's something. it's something that really tugs at the heart of a woman. Like, if you're pregnant and you're going to see, they're gonna say, come on now, you know she's emotional, she's hormonal, she's everything that you don't want to deal with when a woman's pregnant. She could have a mood swing at this. So, Kurt, you should know better. But, yo, I'm let me tell you a quick story how I know that this shit can happen either way. One of my homeboys got into a bad accident, like my close friend, right? And he went in the hospital and was in a coma. His mother, at the same time, had to get a hip replacement, and she was in the hospital. Now, that's his step pops, his mother's husband, got fired from his job because he kept having to go back and forth from hospital to hospital to hospital every day to check on my boy and to check on my boy's moms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
job fired him, bills start piling up, hospital bills was going crazy. Dude was just in a fucking stress bubble, like, I can't do shit right now. Like, I'm trying, and all I'm doing is sitting in hospitals, and then I'm the only one coming home, and the bills are crazy. I can't pay them. So I got him a job when I used to do mortgages, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he got to the mortgage game, he thought it would be easy, like 1, 2, 3, because he seen me making money. So anybody know the mortgage game? Deals fall through when you think they're going to come. Them shit
and
just
they,
fall out
right.
the bottom at the last
they
minute.
Do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's counting his money, and he's like, oh, shit. Like, how the fuck this fell through and this and that, you know? And I'm having to calm down on a daily basis. He out there chain smoking and everything. Long story short, he left, disappeared. One day I came back to work, and they were like, hey, thanks for referring him. He cleaned out his desk and didn't tell nobody shit. And I was like, what? So I called my man. I go to the hospital. He's there. I'm like, yo, you seen your... My man like, yeah, he ain't been by the hospital or nothing like that. So I just go to his mother's hospital. You know what I'm saying? Hey, da-da. He ain't been by the crib. He just left, period. To the point where he is no longer in their life right now. Nobody knows where he is.
That's crazy.
That's how much stress he had.
Yeah.
It broke him.
Yeah. Yeah. It be, I mean, it, you know, That's why I can't
like
be
I
dealing
said,
with
he
that.
He should have did it, because I said that I think that's wrong as fuck for you to leave your family no matter what the fuck happened. That's your family. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you got to tough that shit out. You know what I'm saying? So, but it wasn't even a cheating thing. Like, that dude left. Period.
But he was out there for period. It's crazy. So, I mean, everybody that...
I said shit can break you out there. You never
know. Yeah, it really can. It really can. And everybody that's tuning in again, if you have something you want to say on the whole Kirk and Rashida thing, because that's just all in the news, so let's just go ahead and say what it is and say your little piece, 760-913-4119. And then also the Trayvon Martin case, which we're definitely just, oh my gosh, hoping and praying for the best but outcome possible, but it's just looking crazy. It don't look good. You know, it just don't look good. It's not an open and shut case. It just doesn't look good at all. Well, still waiting on the homie Miami Mike to come on the line, but we can definitely most certainly take a break. Couple of announcements. We got the Free DJs Conference coming up towards the end of this month, July 24th through the 27th, I want to say it is. I need to double-check the calendar. Is that when it is?
28th.
Yeah, you're right. 25th to the 28th starts off that Thursday round, you know, winds up by that Sunday night, so Sunday afternoon. So if you're interested in that at Free DJs, you know, we're going to probably touch down to that. I'm going to try to make at least one panel, if nothing else, on that Saturday. So definitely the media will be in the building to cut. And then also any artists that's interested, you might want to go there. I believe that Miami Mike might be on that panel as well. So, you know, have opportunity to speak to him, meet up with him in person. Hopefully you get a chance to talk to him tonight. He is very busy, crazy schedule.
Busy dude.
He is a busy dude. So him taking his time out or anything, if we can't get him on tonight in time enough, then we will get him in again. Don't worry about it. Next week's guest, I don't want to announce, but he is from the ATL, so it's going to be real dope. One of the highlights, I wanted to get this record in, but, you know, we was messing up on... Well, we wasn't messing up. The system is messing up. We gonna blame it on the system. Is that I want to get that Versace record joint on here and probably get that before
Versace,
we write out
Versace.
Because yes, oh my gosh, those kids came out of nowhere.
Migos
like
is
you
hot
said.
Right now, man. They're
yes,
hot, man, I love.
Yeah,
this shit.
Yeah. And I was telling you and a couple other people that they asked me was where I was at. That like that, and then I heard it that next day, and somebody told me, but he was hating, and I hate when people do that, like, because he knew I was gonna be, you know, on it, like networking, getting a business card, whatever. He knew I was gonna go after it, and he's a rapper as well, so I hated that he didn't tell me, because I said, who are they? And he's like, I don't even know who they are. So I felt like he kind of hated, because he, you know what I mean, he was hating on a sneak, because he knew what was up. So don't
be
a hater.
They got a new joint out called Chirpin that's really dope too, man.
Yeah, we got to get them on the show. There's a lot of people coming up on the show shortly, so hopefully get them people in and, you know, see what's going on. That was pretty much it. I wanted to get that record in. I wanted to get a Jay-Z joint in so we could drop that, but... I don't know.
Jay-Z got a joint called Somewhere in America. Oh, my God. That's the shit I got on repeat right now. That shit is
really
so crazy. Oh, my
God. Really? I just had to take the moment. You know, Marcus Houston, and this is, I know we went just from hip-hop to this, but Marcus Houston has a new record out, and I heard it 2 days ago, and I was just like, oh, my God. Like, and no, matter of fact, not 2 days ago, yesterday, and it was a, oh, my God, I don't even know. I forgot the title, but he has a new record out. So it was nice to see that he's out. He was one of my first, when I talk about performing and opening up for people, he was one of the first guys that I was given the opportunity to open for, although I did not, and it was actually in North Carolina. So he's had a special place in my heart just because of that. So I try to, when he comes out, I try to stay, you know, see what he's got going on. But Marcus Houston is dope, and the record is nice, too. So if you haven't heard it, hopefully, again, like I said, wanted to have some new joints on the line for you guys tonight. But, hey, it is what it is. Can't make, you know.
Well, you know, yeah, it's after the holidays, man.
It
people,
is. Give us a break.
People are going to cut us some slack, man. They
know.
They fuck with us. They're not going to hold that against us, man. I'm
I know.
Talking about... over the holidays, it was so much shit going on, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm sitting here. First of all, I forgot my pop's birthday. And I just talked to him the day before that. Like, yo, it's your birthday tomorrow. The next day came, and I forgot the shit that fast. You know what I'm saying? Because it'd be so much shit going on. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
It gets crazy.
It is crazy. It's crazy every day. It's crazy today. I told you I had just pretty much finished up with the day gig, and here we are on the show tonight. So, you know, it is what it is.
Oh,
I'm happy to be back, though. I missed you, too. I was like, oh, my God, where's Golden? Like, I felt like I didn't know where you were and what was going on, and I just,
crazy.
I was lost.
You know, we have our Wednesday meetings after the show, you know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know, but we have our meetings. We didn't have our meeting that Wednesday. And
no.
Then what happened was I got two projects that I was supposed to get done on some deadline shit, right? So I start burying my head in that stuff, and I had said to myself, like, yo, I got to call O and see what she's dealing with, because I thought you was on to Virginia. I remember you said you might
I was supposed to go out there to Virginia and D.C., but I didn't fly out. I've been two places, and I can't even tell you where I went. I went to a place called Southern Pines. Like, they're doing a U.S. Open, like, what is it, golf, I think it is, or something? U.S. Open?
Tennis.
The
tennis
one. I don't know if it's tennis.
I think it's
tennis.
U.S. Open and tennis and golf.
Yeah. Well, they're doing that in Carolina. They're doing, like, the league or whatever. You know, they're doing, like, the whole national thing, and it's going to be on TV and all of that. So I've been kind of consumed with that. So I went to Touchdown in that town where they're going to have this big national event to see what's good on it, you know, and just kind of get in the mix. I mean, we got to get it, you know. So I've been out there twice, and, you know, that was a road trip for me. But didn't touch down to D.C. I've got Charlotte coming up next, and then we got Atlanta coming up, and then Texas. So quite a bit. We're moving around a lot, but it's productive.
Yeah, a lot going on.
It really is.
Remember how we were talking about how fast the year goes? Look at it. Already in a few months,
August,
we'll be back
pretty much.
Winter, you know, fall and winter.
Yeah.
And you got the A3C coming up. You got the BET Hip Hop Awards coming up.
Hip Hop Awards,
you got
right?
All types of shit already coming up. It's like...
it's just like you don't have a moment.
Everything moves like a whirlwind, man. It moves
absolutely.
Like a whirlwind.
It does, and the business don't wait for nobody, and neither does this money, because you got to go out there and get it. And while we got y'all attention, hopefully, you know, you still tuned in and locked in like you always do. when you talk about the artists, and, you know, we talk about going out here and getting it, as long as it makes sense and it's productive, it's just the best thing in the world. There is a time for you to just go and touch down and network, and then sometimes there's a time where it's just not worth it. So I feel like in this day and age of the upcoming artists, where you're not going to always get that Trinidad James or that, you know, RIP Lil Snoop, you know, you're not going to get all the opportunities just putting out a mixtape and just getting signed or whatever. So you do have to actually budget and be ready to promote your project. There are DJs in several markets that you can actually promote your project with, that way you don't have to touch down until it's necessary. Build your brand up, build your record up, build, you know, come on, let's get the fan base going first before we just start hitting the road and traveling and flying. So don't get too impressed by the IGs and people doing this and doing that and doing that, because at the end of the day,
that's
it's about that bottom line.
Yeah,
that's they
what
are.
Got a
and
lot
this,
of
They
want to
do what you do.
Instagram stars.
Exactly.
Twitter stars.
It's not
Facebook
easy.
Stars. Mm-mm.
Yeah. The online famous online, but, you know, working in Walmart, which is no problem. You know what I'm saying? But come on, you know, let's be real. But do know that people have jobs. Do know that these people flying down, touching down, and all that. It may be for them to do that. They may be getting booked, you know. Don't try to live up to other people's, what they got going on. Just be focused on you and your plan and how you can progress and move forward. So I just wanted to say that.
It's a must.
It really is, because I've been seeing a lot, and I get a lot of people, as well as I know you do, just hitting me up and asking me stuff and wondering what I'm doing and where I'm going next. I mean, I don't know where I'm going next. You know what I mean?
Right.
I know, but it has to make sense for me and for us and for the show and for my music. So I'm not just going to go to BET Awards just because it's BET Awards. Like, we need a reason. If we're not red carpet, we're not going. So it's just the little things like that. So just keep that in mind, guys, you know, just because, you know, everybody ain't moving like you think they are. You know, they struggling. So I'm not trying to struggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so easy to fall into the trap, man. Like I said, read about what's going on. You know, like there's a article right now. You can actually go on Global 14 and check it out. I was reading about it a while ago about these white guys created this website that you could search any rap lyric. You know what I'm saying? It's I forgot the name of the fucking site, but they just got $40 million for this shit. Like, these cats are eating big time ill money off of shit that brothers created. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Simply because they're not focused on that star shit or being the man or being this.
Yeah.
They actually sitting down, focusing and creating something that
has
a platform. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that is exactly what people need to understand. You cannot, I repeat, you cannot fall victim to what we call the fluff. The fluff of the game, it's all good, it's all well. People trying to keep up with each other. You know, you got a lot of niggas out here scheming to get clothes just to look like they doing something. You got niggas out here acting like they, you know, pushing records. They ain't pushing no records.
They ain't pushing
They're not pushing nothing. But then you got other people that sitting down, focusing on a plan, and they be the ones that get $40 million off your fucking rap lyrics while you sitting at home writing. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit real out here, man. These
it is real. It is real. I mean, you can't play in this industry. And when people, you know, and then matter of fact, since we, because I love when we get to the real and just get on this fight, because there's this dude on the network I can't stand, you know, just because I'm just not a fan.
Facebook.
But, yeah, you already know. It was the Facebook. And he just, you know, I hate when people just come and drop links. That's why I don't have it to where you can come and post on the page. You have to actually come up under the stat. You know what I mean? You got to do it on my status. And I had made a comment. Well, I made it my own status or whatever. He came on that status, and he just dropped his little music link, you know. He new to the page, so he dropped his link, didn't say anything, just dropped his link and did. The status had nothing to do with dropping links, or it just wasn't welcomed. So he dropped his link, spammed me, and rolled out, and I just was like, okay, I paid it no attention. But then he came back under it, I think that like next day, and was like, share for me, homie, or something, he said. And I was just like, first of all, everybody ain't allowed to call me homie and fam and all this. I don't know when that word became okay to just drop. Like, I remember you had to really be fam and homie. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just didn't even know him. Like, I don't know him enough for him to even say that. He should just been like, say, can share for me. I don't know. I just feel some type of way when people I don't know call me that. Like, who are you? You know? And you, first of all, you spammed me, didn't speak, and now you call me homie. Like, if we were homies, you should have said, what's up, or, you know, nothing. So, I guess I'm doing too much. I'm thinking too hard, whatever, at this point. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And then I'm like, okay, that's what's up already, but, you know, have you shared anything for me? Are you going to share something for me? You know what I'm saying? Like, he just came, there's no relationship, there was no network, there was no connection. He just wanted me to do him shifts. I don't, mind you, don't know him. He spammed me, didn't even speak on the status, didn't comment regarding the status, spammed me, then came back and called me his homie, told me to share it, gave me all these rules. Like, come on, like, and what I needed to do for him, like, you know, and I'm like, wait a minute, share for you. What are you, first of all, who are you? Secondly, you know what I mean? What are you, I don't have a problem with sharing. I'll give everybody one share. I'm saying that right now. I do a share too. But, you know, are you going to share my stuff? It's a, you know, goes hand in hand. He was like, oh, well, I would, but you don't have anything for me to share. I was like, I'm going to have to stop you right there. Like, this is where the, you know, the conversation goes to another level, because I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, clearly, you have no idea. We have a radio show every Wednesday night. I have music. I had a flyer, Biggest Day, about the John B. Show next month in Austin. Like, there was plenty to share, you know? And clearly,
he wasn't even looking at that.
Right. He wasn't worried about it. He just wanted to spam me. He saw a couple of pictures with some celebrities. He spammed me, didn't care about what I did and what I was dealing with, and moved on about his day. Then came back and called me homie and told me what I needed to do. So I'm just like, nah. That's not what it is. I said, that's a negative. Like, you ain't, I have plenty, you know, for you to get with. And I was going to listen to his music, but then it got ugly because one of the girls, the friends of mine, came on there and was like, oh, you need to delete him because he ain't worried about it. He ain't doing it. And they went back and forth. And I hate that. So, you know, I deleted all those comments. But they went back and forth, and he got real defensive and started basically crying. And he got really emotional. And I was thinking, how you going to be in the industry with this many emotions? You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go in depth, but he really was like, are you trying to say I don't know how to network, so I'm not going to make it? Everybody telling me I can't make it. I'm just like, well, use that as fuel to make it then. You know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't ever say he couldn't make it. She was just saying maybe you should try to, you know, build a business relationship first before, you know, I'm a fan, and if I see that you're just not even trying to get me to listen to your music, you just want me to listen and do the, you know what I mean? She was trying to give him her perspective as a fan, and he took it all personal and all emotional, and I was just like, wait a minute, he might not make it. Like, this industry is not no walk in the park. So, I said that whole spill just to say that, you know, you got to be able to handle this as well, as you got to have tough skin and thick, you know, people going to say a lot to you, and everybody ain't gonna like your music, you know. So, and that's why it's so important to get an outsider's opinion versus your hood and your family. I mean, that song might not surpass the block. I mean, it may just not be that big. So, I mean, Golden, you tell them all the time. That's the point in the review.
That's it. I mean, you know, there's a lot of yes men in these kids' camps, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these kids do, you know, music and then let their homies hear, and they just happy to hear their homies on a CD and that they did something in the studio. But, you know, like I said, they're not realizing what's out there in front of them in order to make somebody pay you money. Yeah, I understand.
Absolutely.
Something, man. Just think of it that way. Think about sitting across from somebody and asking them for $1 million, $3 million. For what? Because you said you could rap, and even
know,
if you can rap right now, even if you rap right now, you don't have shit for me to give you $3 million for. Now you gotta show me what's the value in yourself. How many people fucking with you? Can I get my money back fucking with this guy? Like, if you could sell somebody on $3 million just by saying you could rap, you a good ass salesman, and you should just sell anything. But other than that, look at it from the business perspective. I tell kids all the time, start setting your goals smaller, man. See if you can make $5,000 a month off your music. See if you can make $500 a month off your music. You know what I'm saying? Like, really?
And that's great.
I'm not talking about the rap, it being in the red. I'm talking about, you know, profit money, you know, getting in the black. You know what I'm saying? Actually saying, oh, shit, I make $1,000 every month outside of what I do normally from my music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you could say that, then you could grow plans to get more money and more money. If you're one of them niggas out there talking about, I rap, I do this, I do that, I do this, I do that, but you're not getting a dime,
then you ain't doing
nothing.
Month,
you're just spending, and you caught
you
up in it, man.
It's not.
You caught up in it. And you could be caught up in it a while, but at least you're trying to reach a goal to where you're making some money a month. If you're just spending, trying to, like, I'm going to be a star one day, and you don't got those realistic goals, that's how a lot of people lose. Like, there's a ton of niggas y'all ain't never heard of, and y'all never going to hear of, and they way farther than you are. The niggas is up in the club next to Wayne and to this person, niggas did a song with Ross, and niggas did, and you're still not gonna hear those cats. And I'm speaking from experience because I know the niggas.
You
know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. It's not. y'all don't get caught up in the hype. Do not get caught up in the hype and then, you know, just stop. It's just crazy. I mean, this dream, it's just like, it's really, they still haven't grasped the fact that it is a business. Like, it just shocks me. I'd be like, are you serious? You cannot, there's no other place you can drop your resume and walk out the door without saying anything. They're going to look, I mean, just dropped it on the table. They didn't even say they was hiring. I mean, like, what's going on? Just spamming people links. They don't know what's up. They don't know who you are. Speak to people. It's crazy.
That's wild,
I don't know.
You know what? When I quoted that $40 million for Rap Genius, that site, it may be even more that they got. They,
yeah.
I don't, let me see. I know initially it raised $15 million, and that was from Silicon Valley alone. I think that they even got more now. And these dudes, it's just like three white guys under 30. You feel what I'm saying? Raised $15 million by just really sitting down and working on something with people that know how to do certain things. Trust me, people are saying, yo, come on, they giving fucking millions of dollars out here on game shows. $250,000 if you win this game show.
Right.
You know, $4 million if I could see Kanye West baby first. You know,
right.
Fucking magazines are paying that shit.
Yeah, they are.
So when niggas say money ain't out there in entertainment, bullshit.
It's plenty
it's
of money.
It's out there. But you fucking chasing the same thing every other person is chasing, then
absolutely.
You got a lesser chance than getting your shit.
Yeah. That's right.
And that's just averages and statistics, my nigga. That's going back to school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all it is, you know. If 80 niggas is diving for the same piece of pie, it's a few niggas that ain't going to get no nothing. They're going to
exactly.
be looking at niggas eating like, damn, I should have been quicker.
Absolutely. And
but
just,
if you learn how to
takes,
bake your fucking pie, you going to have one, yo.
Stay like that. Build your, you know, do your own recipe. And I tell you, like, create your own opportunity. You don't have all the, ain't nobody want to do. Stop whining and get out there and do something. You know, throw some events, throw some shows. I mean, network. I mean, it's just really about relationships and networking, among other factors. But those two things are so important. It just is crazy. Those two key things, networking, the relationships. But, it, you know, you have to do something with those as well. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
You got to get it together. They'll see, you know. Like, you know what it is? You know what? I got an idea that, you know, I'm going to approach. I'm going to approach somebody with. I had it for a long time. And I think people just really need to see the fucked up side of the game. And you don't get it like that. You hear about, but you don't get it. You don't see how niggas' lives get dismantled
and they
by
struggling.
Chasing this shit. And they struggling. Niggas lose their girls or their wives. You know what I'm saying? Niggas out there getting shot and killed. There's niggas out here. All they do is put rest in peace on a T-shirt. But your man Lil Fat was killed in Atlanta. You know, I think his girl was pregnant and he was going to check on the baby and shit like that. He got murdered. And that was from another rap nigga. El Dorado Red. He's charged with the fucking murder, hiring a hitman to murder this nigga. So now all you got is records from Lil Fat where you were like, damn, he was nice. He had that potential. You know what I'm saying? He's dead. It's done deal. El Dorado Red, he has potential. I know niggas that he was on songs with. He's done. Well, I'm not going to say he's done, but he's in prison. They trying to send him up the road for fat murder. They wiped two out real quick. Boop, boop. They done. You know, you got niggas in the club. Some nigga got killed up in, damn, what was that nigga's name, man? He got killed in New York. And mad niggas fucked with him on the rap game. Up and coming nigga, dead, shot. murdered. He's mm-hmm. going, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So you mm-hmm. always gonna have the pros and cons with what you're dealing with, but mm-hmm. you gotta weigh it. It's gotta be a balance. I think people mm-hmm. often see the emergence of some nigga they never heard, yep. and that gives them inspiration. Yep. You feel yeah. what I'm saying? But just mm-hmm. like you seen a nigga dealing drugs in your neighborhood, man, mm-hmm. and just like you seen that dude dealing drugs in your neighborhood, now, you could be like, yo, he making that money, he getting them women, I need to be
exactly.
like that. But if you jumped in that game not knowing how
mm-hmm.
he was moving to stay
mm-hmm.
out of the jail, get
mm-hmm.
the money he was supposed to get, how he moving with the chicks out there. If
mm-hmm.
you just jump headfirst in, that's how a lot of niggas end up
do
dead.
The music.
Because they don't
exactly.
want to know the motherfucking strategy of what that drug dealer nigga was doing. They
yeah.
just see what he has, and they want to jump in it.
Mm-hmm.
Before you do anything, go
you
sit
don't
down
know
with
anything
that
about
nigga.
It. And it's
hey,
the
go
only
sit
profession.
Down with that nigga.
For real.
Tell that nigga, yo, tell me what the fuck could really happen to me out here.
Right. And the thing that's crazy is, like, that, again, the industry is one of the only professions where folks just pop up and be like, this is what I am today. I'm a rapper. I'm a producer. I'm a model. I do this. Like, it's crazy. Like, no. And that online, again, that internet, it's a beast, you know. It catches people up. That IG, I mean, it's just crazy. You never, nobody else can do that. A doctor cannot wake up and do that. A nigga that's playing ball professionally or,
right.
you know, overseas or in college or whatever, they don't just wake up, I'm playing college basketball today. No, they had to try out, be recruited from high school and all kind of stuff. Like, you don't just wake up and become. And without any conditioning, any training, any skills and any practice and continuing to practice and strategize and, you know, that's what you do to win. So if you don't want to win, then that's fine. But if you're trying to win, then act like it, you know. So who knows. And I think we're going to go ahead and reschedule for Miami Mike because the schedule is just too crazy. I'm going to check in with him one more time to make sure that we don't have our time zones crazy because we text a little bit back and forth here during our little how we do. But
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was able to get the record. I'm so excited because I'm just excited for these kids. And like you said, it's another one for the A. The ATL has it down pat. They have a formula. Reminds me of the New Orleans days when everybody was coming out strong and whatever they dropped, that's what it was. So this is the Versace Migos featuring Drake. I'm going to drop this record for those of you who haven't heard it. And again, it's called Versace. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh shit, man, who that is?
Shout out Migo, shout out Zaytoven.
Migos
and
Drake at the Versace store.
Ooh. Yeah. Versace, Versace, Medusa head on me like I'm Numinati.
Versace.
This is a gated community, please get the fuck off the property. Rap must be changing cause I'm at the top and there's no one on top of me. Niggas be wanting a verse, but man, that's not a swap to me. Grinding in compliments, pulling the back out that look like
Metropolis.
I think I'm selling a million for sweet man, I guess I'm an optimist. Born in Toronto, but sometimes I feel like Atlanta adopted us. What the fuck is you talking about? Saw this shit coming like I had binoculars, boy. Versace, Versace, we stay at the mansion when we in Miami. The pillows, Versace, the sheets of Versace, I just want a Grammy. I've been so quiet, I got the world like, what the fuck is he planning? Just make sure that you got a backup plan, cause that shit might come in handy. Started a label, the album is coming September, just wait on it. This year I'm eating your food in my table, got so many plates on it. Hunting this TV at my house, I sit back like, damn, I look great on it.
Damn, I look good.
I do not fuck with your new shit, my nigga, don't ask for my take on it. Speaking of lingo, man, this for my nigga that trap out the bendo.
Bendo.
This for my niggas that call up Fernando to move a piano. Fuck all your feeling, cause business is strictly financial.
Business.
I'm always the first one to get it, man, that's how you lead by example.
I got it.
Versace, 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 Versace,
Versace.
Word in New York is indictment and high schools are calling me poppy.
Ooh, ooh.
I'm all on the low, take a famous girl out with it, no paparazzi.
Flex, flex.
I'm trying to give Halle Berry a baby and no one can stop me. Versace, 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 Versace,
Versace, Versace, Medusa head on me like I'm Illuminati. I know that you like it. Versace, my neck and my wrist is so sloppy. Versace, Versace, I love it. Versace, the top on my Adidas. My plug is Ducati, he give me the dust and I know that they mighty. Shelly shirt, Versace. Versace. Yo, bitch went in on my pockets.
Damn.
She asked me why my drawers sealed. I told that bitch Versace.
What else?
Cheetah print on my sleeve.
What else?
But I ain't never been in the jungle.
Nah.
Try to take my set, better run with it, nigga, don't crumble. Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace. Versace, Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace, Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace.
You can do Chewy,
I do it.
Versace,
I do it.
You got the Honda,
I do it.
You got the Mazda,
I do it.
You want the mid,
I do it.
Exotic,
I do it.
I set the trend, these niggas
classy.
Cooking the dope like I work at Hibachi. Looking and watching, blah, hot like some taxi.
Come in my room, my seat,
Versace.
When I go to sleep, I dream,
Versace.
Medusa,
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 Medusa.
These niggas, they wish it, they knew you. They copping the Chewy, we missing the Louis. I'm not black, this better exclusive. That's right, short like I'm turning the tag.
Versace,
I'm beating the black on me, Mike.
Well, well.
None of you niggas, they copy.
Ooh.
My closet, Versace, Versace.
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 Versace, Versace,
Versace, Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace.
King of Versace, Medusa,
I'm
my
king.
Wife in my car is Versace, I got stripes on my
Versace.
Mind. I'm dressing so nice, they can't even copy.
No.
You think I'm Egyptian, this gold on my body.
Gold.
Money, my mission, two bitches, they kissing.
Money.
My diamonds is pissing, my swag is exquisite. No offset, no preacher, but you
niggas
listen. Them blue and white diamonds, they look like the pussy.
Whoa.
Cold and sipping Versace, I'm
flipping
them bands in my pocket, you know they don't last. I'm drained up in gold, but no
Pharaoh.
Rock a handcuff, shit, that's Ferragamo.
Rich
by the boat, overload. I think I'm the dumb, but no,
I'm
I go.
Done.
This is the life that I chose.
I told
the store, can't go back no more.
Versace in my clothes while I'm selling them.
Versace took over, it took out my soul.
Versace,
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 Versace, Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace,
Versace.
Yo, now listen up and understand me. The head's priceless, she wanna do it hands free. You know you like this, so when I write this, man, you leave. Automatic click on the rip when I do it, man, see. I be killing shit gradually, and then I pick it up from the bottom to the top, cause I'm built like that.
Uh-huh.
Niggas talk slick, they ain't really like that.
Nah.
Swiffer been a man since way back. Swiffer been a man since 8-track.
Nah, no
all my niggas on point like a ball pen.
Yeah.
Listen, darling, never triple unless you really in the falling. But you fuck around, slip all in. We was out dreaming about falling.
Yeah.
Assisting Chris Paulin, wishing for diamonds, glistening on wrists. We risking it all in. No, it's Swiffer.
Yeah.
And you know that. No rep, sometimes play the crowd, that's really where the hoes at. Got your bitch on hold, bitch, nigga, hold up.
You don't
understand me. The head's priceless, she wanna do it hands free. You know you like this, so when I write this, man, you leave. Automatic click on the rip when I do it, man, see. I be killing shit gradually, see. I had plans, started with like 40 bands. Caught money, lost money, got it again. It's back to the hustle, right back we began. It's easy to lose, it's harder to win. So I've been out riding, thinking, surviving. My youngin' from college, I'm drinking, she driving. I'm rolling, she smiling, we wildin'. I keep it on gold, my niggas know. Pop whatever and let it pull. Top whatever to settle the score. I got whatever you got and more. Shining this bitch like 100 stars. I need 100K and 100 broads. $100 plate and a back massage. Seeing family do it hella large. Then up and understand me. The head's priceless, she wanna do it hands free. You know you like this, so when I write this, man, you leave.
Understand me.
Automatic click on the rip when I do it, man, see. I be killing shit gradually, leave.
Every minute moving, I'm out here getting to it. I show you how to do it, I show you how to do it. Got a couple bitches with me,
yeah.
Little niggas with me. Show you how to do it, I show you how to do it. Every minute moving, I'm out here getting to it. I show you how to do it, I show you how to do it. Got a couple bitches with me, little niggas with me. I show you how to do it, I show you how to do it.
Alrighty, G14 ready to cut back. That was Drake, Versace, Versace, Migos. Yo, that's my joint. That's my new joint. And then that was that Young Swift, Hands Free. We actually have Miami Mike on the line, Golden, so I'm going to get him set up in a minute, get him running, get the interview going.
If we have,
yeah, I know you ready to get touched down and speak with the homie about a couple things. If you have some questions, comments, anything that you want to ask him, this is the time. He set aside the time, 760-913-4119. So we're going to go ahead and get that started in just a moment here. Also, just for you to, as those of you who aren't familiar with Miami Mike, this is Young Money, Cash Money, Billionaires, A&R, president of SOD Money Gang, author, entrepreneur. He's got foundation. He got a lot going on. So, dope dude tonight coming on the line. I'm very excited to have him. So, let's go ahead and get, I guess, you know, we need to go ahead and get straight into it. We're going to drop this record, Come Back, with Miami Mike on the line live tonight. This is Turk featuring Louisiana Cash. What you mean? G14 ready to cut.
Yeah, yeah. Turk, what it do? What it do, nigga? Lose animals, nigga.
Louisiana Cash.
Most in the game, like, it ain't nothing on that bitch.
What they say,
I'm from that L-O-U-I-S-I-A, and they what we don't play. Talk that shit to you, M-I-A. Talk that shit to you, M-I-A. Yeah.
That's what's up, nigga.
Who you boss to me, nigga? Say it like a man. Look. Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
You answers like them hoes.
You mean?
Like
what you saying?
You answers like them hoes.
You mean?
Like
what you saying?
What you saying?
What you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
First I'ma ask you what you mean.
Hey, what you saying?
You answers like
them hoes.
You mean?
Like
what you saying?
You answers
like them hoes.
I'm from that B to the double OT. Got a bad bitch pussy, G double OD, and I keep it so G. Smoke OG, a stick to the C to the ODE. You know I'm a BEAST. Don't make me go beast, MODE. Beast mode, beast mode, beast mode. I'm looking for the free codes. It's Friday, you jumped off the potion. I'm Debo, Debo. So do you mean what you saying, or you just playing when you be talking? Do you say it with your chest like a man, or you just talking? Talking. I'm out that booth. Where the niggas might shoot. If it's about that loop, if it's a problem, I might slide through.
Hey,
like what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
You answers like them hoes.
You mean?
Like
what you saying?
Hey, what you saying?
You answers like them hoes.
You mean?
Like
what you saying?
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
You answers like them hoes.
You mean?
Like
what you saying?
Thuggin' from New Orleans, uh-huh. I keep it tense, I'm a 100 nigga, that's 1,000, no other way. Get out of line, hit a lot of time with a C-H-O, P-P-A, broad day, yeah, I got them young niggas, go shoot, I say go, and they don't go, yeah, my young niggas the truth, talking shit, we don't talk, when it's beef, it's no discussion, you play pussy, you get fucking like a nut, we come through busting, niggas nothing, we love the way the blood smells, Louisiana moves exactly how it fucking spell. You know it's something in that water, not no voodoo dogs, we just thugging in that order.
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
You answers like them hoes.
You mean?
Like
what you saying?
You answers like them hoes.
You mean?
Like
what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Ain't no industry shit, nigga, we in the street, homie. We keep nigga. Yeah, slip on that banana peel if you want. You already know what's gonna happen. Yeah, nigga, we tote choppers for real, homie. Y'all nigga better check my motherfucking background. Check my motherfucking rap sheet, nigga. Check my PSI, nigga. My paperwork straight, homie. Free BG.
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Lady, that was Turk, What You Mean, featuring Louisiana Cash. He's back on the scene, also on the scene with us live tonight, Miami Mike. What's good?
How you doing? How you doing?
I am wonderful. So happy we could get you on the line. Your schedule's crazy. Got the homie, the other host, Golden Fleece, on the line as well.
Miami Mike, glad to have you on the line, my brother.
What it do? What it do, homie?
Ain't nothing, man. Over here just trying to get that in with you, man, so you could drop some knowledge on the people here, man. We definitely glad to have you. We know you're a busy man, man.
It's all good, player.
All right, so we're going to get straight into it. Had the opportunity to meet you, Mike, in Nashville at the Southern Entertainment Awards. Real dope. You gave a lot of, you know, credible information, just a lot of history about yourself. And I wanted to know if you can kind of share that with our audience for those who aren't familiar with pretty much your past and how you got into the game and all of that. So can you kind of take us down memory lane a little bit and tell us about how you got started into the industry? Was it at a young age or kind of what led you there?
Yeah, it was from a young age. I got started, I go ahead, friends that promote concerts and stuff. And I never did take it serious. I had friends that promote concerts in the music business, but I never took it serious as a child. I went to jail and I did 7 years. And I said, when I got out, I'm gonna mess with the music. I'm not gonna be messing with drugs and all that stuff. And I didn't want to go back to jail, so that's what I did. You know, I had my mind to it, and I said I want to do it to do something legal. You know.
Most definitely, most definitely. But you had friends in the industry already that were already taking it serious, and so when you were released, you said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do the legal route. Is that kind of how that was set up?
Yeah, they was in the industry. They wasn't really in the music. They was like, it was like concert promoters. Like, we do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say we come to, just say we come to Dallas, we might do something at the biggest arena down, and we was doing, like, major concerts, you know, like summer jams and stuff like that, sponsored radio stations and stuff like that, you know?
Mhm. Most definitely. And so, would you say is that kind of where you built your relationships as far as the industry? Because you hold quite a few titles that people would love to hold right now and love to get, you know, in contact with you pretty much every day. You're flying everywhere on panels. So, was it at this time doing those concert promotions that you built these relationships up with certain individuals?
Yeah. I know basically everybody in the music business. I know them. I got their direct person number. I'm cool with everybody. You know, I've been knowing Baby and Slim and Wayne over 12 years. You know, and I just basically know everybody. Like as far as the music business behind the scenes, just like Soulja Boy, when he blew up, like everybody know him. I know all the people in the business. I didn't keep up with everybody. I just kept up with business people behind the scenes. You know.
Mhm.
You know, and I knew people before I put Soulja on, so I know a lot of people in the industry. A lot of people know me. You know.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. A lot of people do know you. So the president, so then tell us about, because you have a couple of things that you have going on right now, a couple of projects, a couple of companies. Tell us and the audience all of the, pretty much everything that you do at this point.
Well, basically, like I said, I got the book coming out about my story, my life story, how I got into the music business and how I was selling drugs and did 7 years in prison and got out and changed my life before I got that book coming out. And I got we got the Boulevard Supply clothing line, me and Soulja, and Monster Energy Drink. So it's in like 800 stores. It's in all the Tillys. You know, we got my logo, the palm tree on it for my company, Palm Tree Entertainment. A lot of people don't know that. You know, we decided to rock with the palm tree logo instead of the SOD logo. So Soulja and everybody showed love. We voted for that. And you know, like I said, the clothing line made over $4 million. So it's doing real good.
Wow.
We got the iPhone cases, you know what I'm saying? Because We got the iPhone cases on there too, because, you know, phone accessory is a billion-dollar business. That's why I decided to get off into that. And, you know, basically, I'm still a hustle promoter, and I got the booking agency popping. I just be working, you know what I'm saying? I try to stay busy, you know, one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. I can't keep my feet on the ground, you know?
Man, that's crazy. Okay, everybody that's listening right now, you ain't doing nothing. See, this is what I'm talking about. You got to really be on that grind and that hustle. You got money and still out there getting money. And I know because, I mean, I seen the chains, I seen the jewelry, and it was what it was. You had it like that. But that's crazy. $4 million, what?
We working out here, baby. A lot of people, you got to find out more than one way to make money. You got to make money outside the industry. You know, I found out a long time ago. I just say, for example, I'm not on a big scale like Tiger Woods or nobody else. But Michael Jordan, when he first got in the league, he was only making like $1 million or $2 million a year, but he was making like $20 million a year, $30 million a year in endorsement. And then he got big and big like Tiger Woods. He a billionaire. He became a billionaire, real life stuff outside the league. He was making $20 million a year on golf, but he was making $125 million a year off endorsements and other stuff outside of golf. So that would make him a billionaire, you know?
Most definitely. I mean, and that's what we were just kind of having an in-depth conversation about, how you have to find different ways to reinvent yourself and different ways to come in the industry, especially when everybody doing the same thing you're doing or trying to be what you're trying to be.
So I've been going to benches and stuff. I go to Magic Show, but I had a big clothing thing out there in Vegas. I go there every year. Anything, I'm just trying to be in anything. I'm in the, I go to the National X, you know, the Xbox had a convention out there in LA. I go to that, and I'm trying to get a video game made right now. I just be working, you know.
That's crazy. I mean, I'm not working enough. Apparently, like that's what's up, man. Like, much respect to you and your presence too, your humility and just your, I mean, you're just a good person, period. You know what I mean? You mean well. You gave great advice at the panel for artists. You listened to them when they had questions. You didn't feel, you know, how people come in and be Hollywood. You took pictures. Like, I just really thought that was awesome. I was like, we have to get this dude on the show. So, you know, that was what's up. And, I mean, it's just dope.
I just keep it 100, you know? Keep it 100. That's all I do.
Most definitely. Now, we looked up that you have a foundation. Can you give us information about that?
The Palm Tree Foundation. It's just a foundation. I do free car show once a year for all the kids in my neighborhood. You know, this is like my 9th year doing it. And I got a baseball team and a softball team I sponsor, you know, stuff like that. And we throw them a picnic once a year, probably try to take them on a trip or something, you know, just some stuff, trying to keep the kids out of trouble, you know. Hopefully I'll get big, but I've been had it for like 10 years. I just received a humanitarian award for all the stuff I do for my community and people I know, and I got that a couple months ago. So somebody finally paid attention to me, I guess, and gave me an award. But I got my first humanitarian award like 3 months ago, 2 months ago, yeah.
That's amazing. Congratulations on that. I mean, that's a big deal right there. It's nothing like being able to give back and you mean it and been doing it. Like you say, you've been doing it for 10 years. So it ain't been for no gain and, you know, no attention or anything just because that's just what you do and that's what you wanted to do. Yeah. So much respect to you for that. I want to ask you, and I'm going to bring Gordon on the mind too because I know he wants to ask you a couple questions. I wanted to ask you, what is – doing all these different panels and going to all these different cities, what is the most common factor you have found in all of these artists that come to the panels? They all ask you the same question.
A lot of them don't know because, you know, you gotta go to stuff like this. You know, a lot of artists don't know. They just know about how to make a CD and how to write the lyrics to it, and they know how to write the lyrics to it to get it pressed up. That's about all they know. They don't know all this. The what networks and to get it copyrighted and all that stuff and how to promote it. A lot of artists don't know that. They just know how to make it. That's why you got to learn this stuff, you know? You feel me?
Absolutely. So that seems to be, even with all of the conferences and everything and all of the networks, that still seems to be the prominent factor here is that they still haven't grasped that business side of it.
Because most artists, you come to them and they're like, man, this is my first time coming to one. I learned a lot, man. I should have been coming. That's That's what a lot of people say, because I didn't know that you learned this much stuff. I'm like, yeah, man, if you don't know, it's a lot of stuff you don't know. This is like just you started working on Wall Street today. You're not going to know everything. You have to learn as you go. I go to school before you. I go to school and learn about it for a couple of years before you get into it. I learn on the job. So you just got, it's a lot of stuff about this business that a lot of people don't know, even though they're in the business. It's like being a lawyer. You got to learn a lot of stuff because it's a lot of stuff, man, a lot of loopholes in this music industry, you know?
Most definitely. I wish we could just rewind because we was going in about you can't just wake up and be this the next day. Like, you hitting it round the button. I'm so happy, like, for you to have, like, this to be, like, the confirmation because you're in here doing it and have been doing it. What is the most challenging thing that you have found on the business side or just in the industry as a whole when dealing with the urban music?
People see that you are successful and they want to be successful. It doesn't happen. Like, people think they can just give you their CD and they can be on the next day. It's not like that. People see the glory, but they don't know the story. You know what I'm saying? Like, Soulja Boy got on. We was doing shows 3-4 years and 5 years before he even got started, before people knew who he was. But, you know, but the internet helped us out a lot. The internet is a big access to people now. It's an opportunity to help a lot of people out, man, because you can use it. You know what I'm saying? You can put your stuff on iTunes, on Google Play, and your music can be worldwide in seconds. Even though a promoter said, "Get me on Google, get me on iTunes," you know, or stuff like that, and it's a big help. Your music anywhere in the world, just like that. And all somebody had to do is download. So all you got to do is get it out there. You know what I'm saying? Make a flyer, do it, rap about it, and say, "Get me on," because that's a help for a lot of people. Because they're not going to be in the record labels in about 20 years. Trust me. Same people person told me this 20 years ago. About Tower Records, when Tower Records was the biggest record store and all that stuff, so Tower Records is going to go out of business. I thought it was crazy, but it went. Somebody told me 10 years ago that Facebook was going to be bigger than MySpace. I thought it was crazy, but stuff happens. I'm telling you, the record labels are going to go out of business. And the best thing for people to do is use this internet, YouTube, iTunes, and Google Play, and Rhapsody, all these networks to get your music out, because that's basically what it is. And that label's going to stop, like labels like Jive, the major labels and stuff like that. They're going to stop giving you albums. They just get people single to you now. You know, if you do good on that single, you do another single deal.
That's right. That's what's up. And I hope, again, I know they tuning in. I have a couple people texting, but I hope that y'all are really getting this driving home and jumping home because, you know, invest and do it the right way and do it the smart way. Learn something, have a business plan in place. I'm bringing Gold, the homie Golden, on the line. Golden, isn't it just, I mean, really? We just went in, like, full circle, you know, it's another topic. And I love how he comes in and just, he's confirming everything and he's in this game heavy, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, you know, that's just letting people know on the show, you know, we bring people on here for you to talk to, for you to call in so you can get that knowledge. So it's just so good that, you know, CEO Miami Mike is on the line letting you guys know. We were just talking about the same exact thing. But sometimes you got to drive it in people's head, especially when a lot of minority youths are, you know, going toward this music industry, trying to be this, trying to be that. You guys got to know the tools and the strategies. You got to, like he said, you got to study. There is no other industry that you could just really not study if you want to know the business side. Now, if you want, you know, there's people jumped in, they getting raped out there, you know what I'm saying, because they don't know what's going on. And then 10 years down the line, they talk about, well, we're publishing. I ain't even know nothing about that. Well, somebody else did, and they got your money. You know what I'm saying?
So Drake in a lawsuit right now about his publishing with somebody.
I heard.
Publishing, you know, he's in a lawsuit now with Jay Prince or somebody about his publishing. So people don't be knowing. Yeah. Like, they just want to be famous. You know, they don't worry about their publishing and not stuff like that, you know? Publishing is just as big as being on TV because the publishers get half of that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's that guaranteed money. Shit, when you're in the dope game and you know you re up and you going to make that sale, you know that guaranteed money when it hits your hand. Music industry, publishing money, if your name is on that shit and you got a percentage, them PROs are gonna make sure you get your money and you can follow up That's what they there for. People don't even know that. Like, niggas will call me like, hey, can you send us this record? And we send them some paper. They like, what's all this? What do you mean, what's all this? If you get this shit playing on the radio, we supposed to all be eating, man. What are you talking about? So I'm just so happy that you on the line right now.
A lot of people don't know about it. So I just break it down to people when I be at conferences. I'm a motivational speaker. I go to music. I got four speeches. I go to music conferences. I talk about the music business. I go to colleges. I talk about the music business, though, too. But then I go to schools, I talk about gangs and drugs. I go to prisons, I talk about it is a second chance to get out. Look at me, and I go to churches,
right.
I talk about how good God is to me. And so I break this down to them and about the publishing. So I break it down different ways in different places about the publishing. I tell them, if a song makes $100 million, it's divided into four parts. The producer get $25 million, the singer get $25 million, the hook get $25 million, and the publisher get $25 million. And they just broke out the four parts, you know? It's simple as that.
Nah. Thank you. That's gospel, y'all. I hope y'all writing that shit down because I made it a point to learn that before I jumped in the industry, and I'm thankful that I did. Mike, I wanted to ask you, though, man. I've been following you for a long time, brother. You know, I got a production company. I was throwing events. We doing a lot of stuff. So I followed you for a while. You know, I know you be out in Miami, and your name's Miami Mike, but you're originally from Mississippi, right? In the same as... Now, I wanted to ask you, because I saw you got the Humanitarian Award. I was reading up on your foundation with you and Deshaun Townsend. And I just wanted to know, man, why is it so important for you to give back after your incarceration? I think it's a great story. And I think a lot of people need to understand that you could keep it real and still keep it real. You know what I'm saying?
Because a lot of people forget, man, I know I was growing up, man. I was real poor, man. I know about the pot of mint with the cereal. I know about the welfare cheese, eating cheese pie different ways, you know what I'm saying, the cheese toast. I know about, you know what I'm saying? You know, I had two things, you had peanut butter, no jelly, sugar, no water. No water, no sugar, no, I'm just, but I know about that when I was little. And I know, I just want to know, I go through, no, a car come through the neighborhood. Oh, this is my car. That's why I started doing car shows, because we used to live in cars. And then, like, a lot of kids can't afford to go to it. Most car shows go to, like, Durham kids. Like, you got to pay, but right? That's why I live in a car show, 13 and under, getting free. Then why I get school supplies out of stuff, because I know sometimes I just couldn't afford school supplies and school clothes. That's why I do that, dude. Get away school supplies, school clothes, and stuff like that. And that's why we get away turkeys and anyway, go to some schools and get the kids with, you know, my community with good grades, get up some toilets, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, you know, all that stuff, because I wish somebody would be there for me when I was little. That's why I
Right. That, and there you go, man. So I just wanted to tell you, man, I've been following all that stuff, and I just wanted to say congratulations to you on that award, man. And also, you know, thank you for being a brother out here that's showing these kids balance. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, on the show, we always talking about people getting caught up in the fluff of the industry. Another thing that I wanted to ask you, man, you know, you're the CEO of SODMG. Soulja Boy is a young artist. There's a lot of people out here that fake like they got record labels and they got like 18 artists on it, but ain't nobody heard of one. Could you please just let people know what it really takes to control not even an artist, but a young artist, you know what I'm saying? And also make sure they are doing what they're supposed to do to get to the next level, because too many fake CEOs out here, bro.
Man, you just gotta let them know, you know, like you can't, like you can eat a horse some water, but you can't make them drink it. You gotta let them know, hey man, I break the rules every time. Like, but you can do it this way, or you can do it this way. Like, you do it this way, you're going to do it. You do it this way, you're gonna do this. You gotta listen. It's all about listening. Everybody wanna be a chief. You gotta have some energy. There ain't no energy, so you gotta be a. You gotta listen. You don't know everything. You might think you know everything, but you don't. It's always somebody that know more than you. And if artists don't want to listen, it's going to be hard. You know? I can see you telling them to go shoot somebody out. Bang, that's stupid. I shouldn't listen. But if it's something about the music business, they don't know, they don't want to listen. If they don't believe you, Google it or go ask somebody else to make sure you're right. Because I'm not going to tell artists nothing wrong, you know?
Right, right, right. And it's not easy, you know, and I know it's not easy running a big company, you know, with a bunch of people that rely on your expertise. You know, you got to make sure you're telling them what it is. And, of course, you know, we see Soldier very successful, you know what I'm saying? You A&R in for the biggest music label, YMCMB, in the business, you know what I'm saying? They got booked there. I heard Al Sharpton just signed a book deal with YMCMB.
Yeah, the Slim or all the book stuff, doing some major stuff, man. You know, that's why I mess with them alone, because, like really, like, two of them, they're the biggest thing it is for rap right now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me? I'm not a hater, right. I'm not, like, the SMD, SODMG, we know, but, you know, 5 years ago, SODMG was bigger than Maybach and all this stuff right now. You know what I'm saying? It's not, but at the same time, we're spending
right.
our money, but stuff changed over the years. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I can
right.
put it out there, but YMC is the biggest thing for rappers you want to be around right now. Being, just being a real talk. They're mm-hmm. pushing it. They know what they're doing over there.
Right, exactly. And, I know you could confirm this, and you hear in Miami Mike tell y'all this, YMCMB, I mean, I remember being up in the Universal office years ago, and Baby and them came through there, and it was like the Pope had came through there. Them dudes been really keeping the lights on in that spot for years and years and years. Like, they've been selling records. So when you see his power and what he's doing, this ain't no shit that happened overnight. This dude has been in the industry and outlasted a lot of niggas.
Yeah, man, he was in the, he's been in the industry, you know what I'm saying? But he's been getting money, he's a hustler, you know, he changed his street money to real money, because, you know, like I said, a lot of people know Baby had 40, 50 million before people know who he was. He had that from the drug game. He's been a hustler, been having money. He just can spend it now.
Now he can go out there and spit it without the what 2 Chainz say. He's gonna be fresh as death if they watching him. That's what's up. And I see the same thing with Soulja Boy, man. I look at Soulja and I'm like, you know what? I seen something about Soulja had a computer with his name on it. I guess some company in Japan or something was creating.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, little niggas out here getting it, man. And that's how it's supposed to be. You gotta find every other avenue, different avenues, you know.
He's doing mixtapes or something. He did the beat for. He still doing his producing. He was on the Bachelor, ABC's The Bachelor a couple weeks ago, and he just did a movie Off the Down. He was in there with Stephen Bell. And he's just been doing some things, and like I said, he's on Wayne's new album. He's on 2 tracks. The song with Wayne and Trigger, Soulja did the beat, and then Soulja featured on Trigger Finger with Wayne, you know?
That's what's up, man. And you got the book coming out, letting people know. What's the title of your book, fam?
It's going to be called I'm Making a Miami Mike. Basically, it's going to be about the drug game and how it went from the drug game to the music game. So it really both in one. You feel me?
Indeed. And you know,
really the truth.
Right, and you'd be surprised how the rules go hand in hand, man. You know, a lot of people that was
the music game is dirty than the dope game. Trust me, bro.
You heard it from Miami Mike.
A lot of people get messed up at publishing, man. You know, Soulja just got about $8 million like last year from the publishing. Somebody stole like $8 million from our publishing, and we didn't even really know. Somebody told me, and we investigated, and bam, there it was. I ain't gonna call who said who it was, but you know, that publishing, that game crazy, man.
That's a crazy.
The artists want that money now. Those they getting their show money or check for what they do now, they ain't worried about it. That publishing money come when you ain't thinking about it. See, they want that now money. Yeah, publishing money, it might come like once every 4 months or once every 3 months, you know? And they want that now money. They do a show for $50,000, they want that $50,000 now. The publishing is the same way, but it just builds up.
Exactly. Exactly. And it comes to your damn doorstep every quarter. When it's coming through, you like, wow, really? That's what y'all need? Like, somebody told me a long time ago, guaranteed money, publishing. Fuck with it. That's how he told it to me. Matter of fact, I went to a panel and Manny Fresh spoke to me one time, and he was like, listen, that is the real money in the game. Now, you're going to get like you just called it, the now money. When you, if you go out there produce, you know, we got the production company. Some people want to buy money here and there, but we don't never let nobody get past that publishing contract. Like, yo, if you're going to go out here and do something with this beat, sign right here so we split these percentages up just in case anything happens. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for even putting that out there to people, because they hear from me and Onyx, but sometimes they need to hear it from guys like you that are in the game, being successful, you know what I'm saying?
Well, they're going to learn today.
And they need to learn today, too. Another thing I want to ask you is, you know, I think it was genius, man. You may have a different opinion on the deal that Jay-Z just did with the phone company. And I know it didn't go as well as people thought as far as the hardware was concerned, because they damn near crashed the servers because 20 million people was hitting it. But I just thought it was awesome that he linked up with Samsung and did it that way. What did you think about rolling out music in these different ways so people could get excited about it.
I really don't know that much about it. I saw the commercial on TV a couple of times, seeing all the big producers out there. They had the white guy there from Pharrell Timberland and Swizz Beatz, and I really didn't dig into it too much. I got to Google that, but I saw it on TV. I knew a song with him in the phone, so I saw the big producers there. That was a nice commercial, but I didn't know they had. I thought maybe he was just getting paid for the commercial. I didn't know he had teamed up with, you know. That's a big move.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big move, and go ahead.
He do stuff like that all the time, man. So it don't surprise me. Jay-Z a big move. He's a big power player, so he do shit like that all the time. So, you know, I know he do big. Like, it surprised me, man, you know.
Right. He definitely got the mind for it, man. And, you know, with all the ventures that you're doing, man, I can see you definitely got the mind for it. You out there getting your money. You know, I be at the Magic Show, too. I met Soulja Boy at the Magic Show, man. I just used to go talk to the people in sourcing, see who I could get this from and that from, you know. Met him out there. I also, M to the K, met him out there. You know what I'm saying? You was probably there and just behind the scenes controlling everything, but hopefully, man, I get to meet you soon, because, like I said, I've been following what you've been doing, and much success to you, my brother. Continue on knocking it down.
Man, I appreciate
it out,
man.
Oh, no doubt, man. I'm right over here in Orlando, Florida, so I'll be hitting Miami a lot, man. So next time y'all got something going on, I definitely want to try to check it out. But let the people know, man, how they could get in touch with you. And also, if you're going to be on any panels coming up here shortly, maybe people could come out, take a trip, and make sure they see you speak on these panels, man.
Okay, man, everybody can get at me at the number one, palmtreeent.com. That's the number one. palmtreeent.com. That's three E's together. CEO Mammy Mike. I'm CEO Mammy Mike across the board. I'm CEO Mammy Mike on Twitter. CEO Mammy Mike on Facebook. CEO Mammy Mike on Instagram. CEO Mammy Mike on Skype. CEO. I'm just CEO Mammy Mike across the board. CEO Mammy Mike on Vine. Get at me.
CEO. True boss. Already. Yeah, and man. I just want to say I had to tell you, because I hope you're proud when I say this, but I've said from day one I want a publishing deal. I've said this. Golden can vouch. We can go back and listen to previous broadcasts and interviews. I've always stayed publishing, so I'm proud. I chose a great, great, you know, direction, because I'm loving the figures you're throwing out right now. So,
Yeah, man, make sure y'all go, when my book come out, make sure y'all copy it. You know, I had 3 meetings. I'm talking to Young Money about my book. I'm talking to 50 Cent, and I'm talking to Steve Harvey, so I had 3 meetings. So it's going to, I can't lose either one of them. You know, those 3 meetings I had to publish in my book, so.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, I can't wait. And definitely got to get a copy and keep up with you and talk about it on the show. Maybe we'll buy a copy, you know, maybe get some calls.
And if you have that digital. You gonna have that on digitally too, Mike?
It's gonna be digital, okay. iTunes, Amazon, and Barnes and Noble, everything, you know. Nobody's doing it, homie.
I know that's right. That's what's up. I'm so excited for you. Oh man, this is great. Thank you so much, because it's. Again, you got books coming out. You know, you won the humanitarian work. Congratulations again on that. I just love your presence, Mike. I love the way that you treat people. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm 100. You know what I'm saying? I just treat people how I want to be treated. I don't care if they got $1 in their bank account or $200 million.
That's
I treat them the same. That's the type of dude I am, you know.
Up. Nah, that, we need more likes out there in this industry, man, because these brothers out here, man, I try to tell some of these cats, man, you think you want to meet the guy you want to meet until you fucking meet him. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying? They,
exactly.
God damn.
You think they.
I'm the same dude across the board. You know, like, a lot of people want to fuck with me, they hear about me. I'm just the same dude. I'm like this. Well, you see me, man. I don't even like that fake shit, cause I don't like people do me like that. I'm the same dude, man.
Mm-hmm.
You
know?
Mm-hmm. Now
you
was real though.
That's why the brother winning. You know what I'm saying? Because real niggas gonna get out there and win. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of money out there for everybody. You know, you got a lot of people out there that's trying to hoard knowledge, hoard what they know. You know, don't want to share it. But you know, it's always like Mike said. You can always Google something. There's always something out there for you. And when y'all go to these panels and shit, like me and Onyx been telling you. Bring a pen and pad, man. Stop always thinking you're going to get signed because you went to a showcase or a panel. Learn something. You guaranteed to take the knowledge home. You ain't guaranteed to take the deal home. You guaranteed to take the knowledge home. So go out there and learn something.
Most definitely. And like I said, man, I just wanted to validate and back up again and say, like, in person, Mike, I mean, just everybody was straight. He was making sure everybody was good, cool, taken care of. I mean, it was just, I was like, this is just a real nigga. Like, I think I said that too. I was like, we got to get this dude on the show. We got to get this dude. It was just some real niggas. Drummer Boy was out there. I mean, y'all just was really showing a lot of love, and it was genuine. It wasn't just we fake or we trying to be. No, it was for real. So that's a big deal to me.
That's what I told about Janelio, man. He thought I wasn't coming. I was going to the wars before when he had his first one before Soldier blew up and all that. And he thought I wasn't coming last week. He was nervous, kind of like, Mike, what do you, everybody think you ain't coming? I was like, bro, I'm coming. He didn't give me a dime. I just talked to my Tom Tree Foundation, and I go every year. He thought I was in the last 3 years. He was nervous, thought I wasn't coming. So I was late, but I came. Like, I said, I'm coming, you know?
Exactly. Most definitely, and you most definitely did, and you got showed me a great time. And also, I have to say, but like you cool. He let me retake pictures because ladies, y'all know when we don't like pictures, we be like, nah, I don't like that picture. So when me and him took pictures together, he stopped, let me take a couple. Like he was real cool. Most niggas be like, no, we not finna keep taking pictures, but no, he let me get pictures I like, and he said, you cool with this? And I said, yes, we won. So,
it's a little thing.
I was happy.
So it's a privilege. It's a privilege, you know what I'm saying, if somebody want to take a picture with me, because I know that, you know what I'm saying, if people start wanting to take pictures with me, I've got a problem. So, as long as people want to take pictures with me, I know I'm doing something right, you know? People look at that. You got motherfuckers stop wanting to take pictures with you, motherfuckers. You're going to wish motherfuckers me actually take a picture with them.
Okay. Stay like that. And I tell y'all treated me so cool. I was like, these niggas is really treating me on some real shit. Like, y'all, I really appreciated how y'all, you know, held it down that weekend with me and for me on that day because
I let you roll with me, I rolled with y'all to the concert.
I was in VIP, all kind of stuff, VIP and everything. I was like, these niggas is cool. I had a bodyguard. You had your bodyguards. The security. I can't remember, but they was looking out for me. I was like, dang. I mean, once you said it was cool, that's just what the word was. So I really appreciated that. And I have to let that be known to everybody that's listening because this is a real, you know, it's real and it's genuine.
That's me all the time.
Most definitely. So I appreciate that. What I want to do is, if you don't mind, I want to try to bring somebody on the line. I think they may have a question or comment for you. Hopefully they don't get shy on the mic, but we're going to bring them live anyway. G14 Ready to Cut, did you have a question or comment from Miami Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. You got the floor, homie.
I'm here, man. I wanted to ask you, like with everything that y'all done been through within the struggle and the grind, like, what do you enjoy the most within, like, just doing everything within the hustle and the grind that you done been through?
Man, I enjoy the most, man. Being able to take care of my family, my mom, my sister, they need some money, whatever, a car or something. I get the bottom shit, man. I ain't no selfish nigga like I. My mom want a new car, I could buy it. My sister need a house, I could buy it. The supplies are about helping my family, man, you know? Being real talk. I've been having stuff, but I just like helping my family out, man. I just like that when they always come to me, they need something, they need it, you know? This what I do for my family. I'm not doing it for myself. That's not why God bless you. I'm not a selfish type of dude. A lot of people get in this business, they want to have a meeting, they want to do this, one by this, they want to be successful. They want to be like a billionaire. I mean, you gotta want to be successful. Do that goal, but don't do it to the big goal. Be successful. I know very few people that are successful that are not happy. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. I understand that, man. Yeah. There's much love to you. Like, every day, man. Yeah, that's what it's all about, loyalty, man. I tell soldiers every day, man, it's all about determination and making things happen. That's why I look up to y'all and I support everything that y'all got going on.
I appreciate that, man. Follow me on Twitter, man. I'll follow you back, man. I'll see you on Miami Mike, man. Just let me know if you're
from the right now.
Yeah, I'm going to follow you back soon. I got the interview and stuff.
All right, Ben. Much love. Salute to you.
Thanks, man, for the support, bro.
All right. That's what's up. Appreciate the homie calling in. Had an opportunity to speak with you before you departed from the broadcast tonight. Also had someone to text me to ask you which specific town and city that you're from in Mississippi.
Well, I'm from Batesville, Mississippi. I'm from Batesville, Mississippi. It's 30 miles outside of Memphis, 35 minutes. But I got a crib in Miami, L.A., and Atlanta. I'll be back and forth. You know how I do that, you know? I ain't trying to know. I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying? That's just how I roll. That's how I roll. I be back and forth, you know?
That nigga Miami Mike got that triangle offense going. LA,
yeah, man, you know
LA,
saying?
Miami,
yeah.
And Atlanta.
That's
solid.
Yeah, man. I used to have no spot in LA and Atlanta, but I was out there so much, you know. One time I had a bill of $10,000 for my hotel room, you know, valet parking and food.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, give me a condo for $2,500 a month, man. So this is how I was doing that. So, and I was doing it for a long time, man. I remember one time, man, I spent like a 250 racks on a hotel room, but that's my mama give me a condo in these cities,
okay,
man. And in these, if I'm not there, I can rent them out or something, you know. It's always about making that money, like you said, the triangle office, man, because, like for the BT Awards, I had a homie give me 5 racks to rent my condo just for 2 days. So him and his girl want to go through, want to start with, like, with his girl, I give him his. So I just try to figure out a way to always make some money, man.
Indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a hustler, bro.
Miami is an acronym like Drake, Do Right and Kill Everything. Miami is stands for making easy money. You know what I'm saying? Money isn't a major issue. You know, so a lot of people think it stands for making easy money. But money is a major issue because it's like it ain't about the money. It's about how you treat people. That's what my name Miami stands for.
Indeed.
It ain't about the money. No. Money isn't a major issue, Mike. That's me.
Indeed.
That's right. We have another caller. I recognize this air code. This from my neck of the woods, the 254. I'm bringing you live now with Miami Mike.
Yo, what's up, Alex?
What do you do, homie?
Okay.
What's
I know
up,
his
Mike?
Voice.
I'm not sure, man. I had a question for you, man. You was talking earlier about, you know, Tiger Woods and his endorsements and stuff and kind of branching off into other areas, you know, making money in other areas. I had to step away for a moment, so I didn't really hear anybody else ask, but, you know, whenever you come up with this idea, like, what makes you get the idea to branch off? You know, I heard you talking about the iPhone cases.
I just listen to people sometimes. You look at stuff and see them make that. One time I was at a bar, I was talking to this white guy I know. That's what he was doing. I seen him in a minute. I had seen him a long time. He said he's doing iPhone cases. I never thought about it because shit, iPhone cases. But he said, man, this is a $1 billion business. And I Googled it. And the iPhone case costs $20. And the average person buys 2, 3, 4, 5 of them a year, man. The average person, they want for different outfits, like caps, to like new era caps. Well, it's so big now, they make different colors. The same iPhone should make different colors. The iPhone cases, whatever kind of phone cases, colors can make a lot. Like, you got a New York Yankees cap. You got it in 20 different colors, it's going to sell 20 more times. You got it in pink and green, black and white. So at the same time, I Googled about the cell phone industry, and accessories alone is $1 billion business. It's a $5 billion business. Just accessories like chargers, phone cases, pouches, all this stuff is called accessories. It's almost a $10 billion industry. Now, a lot of people don't know that. And that's the man, I need to get into this, because people buy stuff, they call it spurs and Mormon buying. People buy an iPhone case or a phone case cover they need, because they don't want to break their phone. They pay $200 for it, buy that without even thinking about it. They won't feel bad about it. So it lets you go out and buy a bottle of rosé for $200 or $300 at a hotel or at a club. So the stuff you need, accessories, and it's a big business worldwide, man.
Oh, really? That's cool. Yeah.
And I got a friend into the hair business, man. He make a lot of money with that Remedy hair, man. You know what I'm saying? He's getting it in China about a kilo, man. And he getting it for $20 a pack, and he's selling it for $125 a pack. So he's, you know what I'm saying, he's getting paper off just hair. It's a lot of ways people make money. People just don't know it. That's just one of hundreds of ways. Just think about the average person buy hair. A lady go to the shop, get their hair done. Bam. They're going to have to get at least three packs of hair. So they're going to be at like $300-$400 just on their hair. And so just imagine you get the hair for a wholesale for $20 a pack because you're selling it for $125. You make $100 a pack. So just imagine you buy a thousand packs of hair for, you know what I'm saying, bam. I just imagine you buy 1,000 packs of hair. You done made $100,000 profit. They just, you know, a lot of people don't know about different stuff. So it's just stuff you just got to investigate. Because, like, a lot of times people come to you with ideas. Out of the ideas come across me, out of every 100 ideas, one of them might be good. So all of them ain't good, but you just got to investigate. You just can't be a dummy and say, it's a way to make money. I got a friend, a millionaire off do-rags. He from the hood. He wore do-rags every day, so he want to invest in do-rags, and then he make millions off just off do-rags. You know what I'm saying?
Real shit, man. Real
shit. Real. A lot of stuff to make money you just don't look over because you still focus on making money one way. I want to be a basketball player. I want to be a football player. It's more than one way to make money. I got to tell people 90% of football players and basketball players go broke after 5 years of retirement because they have no financial education because you got money. You still got to know how to invest it and keep it up because you can get guys to go and spend it. You're going to go broke. I don't care who you is. So that's why you got to have financial education too. You know what I'm saying? People don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Once you get $100 million a day, most people, 80% of people that get there will be broke in like 5 years because they gonna buy everything they want to buy and stuff really don't mean nothing.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. You know what's crazy?
Everybody
when you're saying that,
somebody.
Mike.
Go ahead, bro.
I was saying what's so crazy when you're saying that. Me and Onyx were just talking about it. I was telling the listeners that you know that there was three guys from Harvard. Who that site Rap Genius, they done made multi-millions off just breaking down niggas' rap lyrics. And they ain't got no record deal, but that shit done made them more money than these rappers make.
I'm trying to tell you, man, it's crazy. Like, just think about this, man. This is real talk. This is a true story. My dad went to school with him, man. My dad, the dude on FedEx from Memphis, dog. He's from Mississippi, bro. The FedEx. So he told his college professor that his college professor asked him what he want to do in life. He said he want to have mail overnight. His college professor said something. I thought he was crazy. He said, man, you crazy. You can't do that. They thought he was crazy because he wanted to do mail overnight. Now look at FedEx UPS.
Yeah.
They thought he was crazy because he envisioned delivering mail the next day. He said, you can't have mail the next day, boy. Get out of my path. They thought he was crazy. He's a billionaire now. So you got a dream, you still got it, you got a hope, whatever it is, if it's rap or whatever. And I tell kids when I go to schools and talk, you know, whatever your dream is, man, chase it, believe in it. You know, you gotta be like a farmer. Like a farmer when he plant his crops, he don't know if it's gonna rain the next day or 6 months later, it's gonna be a drought for a year. But he hope and pray every day that it rains. Just like your dreams, you gotta hope and pray that they grow, you know what I'm saying? You can't just like don't believe in it. You gotta believe in it, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
What do you want to be? That's real talk, man, you know? And like it's 400 million people in the United States. Everybody want to be a football player, a basketball player, or a baseball player. So, you know what I'm saying? It ain't but 385 people in the NBA on all 32 teams. It ain't but 1,500 people in the NFL on all 32 teams, 65 people a team. That's what the roster. and the people in the practice camp. So you got a chance of Slim going to NBA or NFL, but, you know, a lot of people want to do it. It's just crazy, man. But, you know, you got to have your education, man. It's like you can be a doctor, a lawyer, anything make a lot of money. You ain't got to be a doctor, a lawyer. You can be a carpenter. You can be a beautician. You can do hair. Get your own shot. I got a friend that she has 15 business salons, and she don't even know how to do hair. She started out with one, and she got another one, and she got another one. She got 15 business salons. Just off her boomerang, she pick up 35 racks a month, and she don't even know how to do hair. So there's ways to make money out there. You just got to see what you're going to do and put your mind to it.
All right. I appreciate that. That's real talk, yeah.
Man, appreciate you for listening in, man. You know, I'm out here, man. You know, I'm glad she invited me to the store. This show is an honor, you know, because, like, I'm always willing to let people know knowledge and give them some wisdom because, like, I had learned everything I learned the hard way, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, this is about this music industry. I know it. I mastered this music industry, though. I know everything about this. I might not know how to do a brain surgery, but I know about this right here.
Married up.
All right, man.
Well, I appreciate
that. That's real talk, man. I appreciate you taking your time out for everybody, so.
You got anything else you
ask
me? You good?
No, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Okay, make sure you follow me on Twitter, bro. Let's see your Mammy Mike.
All righty.
Yeah, that's that real talk, man. Giving y'all
exactly.
That real spit on the cut. You know what I'm
like
saying?
That.
That's how it goes down every Wednesday. It's supposed
Wednesday.
To have that. Let me tell you something, man. Were you talking about that, what's the homie? Is it Marcus Two Braids or Mike the Connect, one of them brothers that got that hair company?
Nah, it's just a dude right here. I know, man.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
a lot of people okay. Hair. I had this one dude, he was like, Dan, do I need to start selling hair? Because he's seen that it was a real, I said, you better get on it, because it's going
I
down.
I know that guy, it's going, I know the Marcus Two Braids kid that he out there
mm-hmm.
in L.A. promoting all them parties. Him, dude that owned the Likeable Assholes clothing line, and I think, Mike the Connect, they got that hair shit going crazy, and they even got old girl from Love and Hip Hop, Rocky Thunder, and all these models use their hair. So I'm like, yo,
I didn't even know, bro. I know dude, he followed me on Twitter, Bobby Two Braids. I followed him back. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know what he did because he followed me on Twitter right now. That's how I know
mm-hmm.
who you're talking about. He got two braids. He's like the guy,
yeah,
like the guy
exactly.
from the whole Soul Train. Yo, I didn't know what he did. He followed
yeah.
me on Twitter. I like. He was following me, and he was verified. He had like 150,000 followers. Like, man, what did they do? I followed him back. So I didn't know what he was doing. I know
yeah,
he was doing something.
Marcus didn't came up because he's from the tech. I want to say he's from Dallas, and he didn't used to be verified and all that. Got into the, you know, he do music. Got into the hair thing, verified now and all this other stuff. I mean, so, like, it just confirmed. It's just another way to say what you have been saying, you know, different ways to make money and get your brand out there and, you know, just get it. So now look at him, you know. Go,
yeah,
you
mean,
know about
you know,
him. I mean, I've been doing him for years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, he throw a lot of parties out in L.A., so every time, you know, I'm on the West Coast, everybody's like, we got to go to Marcus Two Braids, and then party, but then he landed like a little part on the Bad Girls Club when they was in L.A., I think one of them girls was fucking with him. So then that's how people really start to see, like, okay, he the nigga behind these parties out here.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he requested me on Twitter, Instagram, and I start following what he's doing, and he's promoting the hair stuff more than the parties, and I'm talking about
mm-hmm.
every model that gets in the game, and they fucking with his hair. He was delivering hair way from the West Coast all the way over to the East, and I was like, okay, yeah, there is some money in his hair shit.
Dog, let me tell you something, bro.
Yeah.
Dog, it's some money. I got a partner selling hair right now in Memphis, dog. You don't think this nigga Kingpin drug dealer? All he really do is sell hair. He made thirty-five racks last month.
Hey,
that's
women
crazy.
Need their hair done.
All he does is go around the beauty salon shops and sell the beauty salon wholesale. He sell it to them for like $65 a watt, and they sell it for like $140, $150. But you know, say a single person buy one pack, he sell like $100, $125. So that's all he does. But you got to look at it. He's got to connect. He get it for $20 a pack.
Yeah, yeah. Once you got that connect.
And all he did was Remy and Onyx.
Just a Remy and the Onyx.
Just Remy and Onyx. That's not, yeah.
Seriously, I'm thinking about getting that stuff for real, though.
Let me know, because I don't mind, you know, having the trial version or however you want to word it. I don't mind doing that at all, so.
Okay.
Hey,
give my homeboy my number, so y'all want me to interview me again. Y'all make sure y'all get at me. You got my mail.
I follow you on Twitter, man. Follow me back at the Glue, man. Whenever you in Florida next time, maybe we could just chop it up and chill, man. You know what I'm saying? It's always good to talk to
you. I'm gonna follow you back right now, man. You just follow me, man.
It's the Glue, THAGLUE.
Hold on, man. I'm going to refresh my page. Hold on. Did you just follow me or did you always follow me?
I just did it. I thought I was following you already, but I think I'm on your Instagram.
What's your Twitter, though? I'm trying to follow you right now.
See, it's a The Glue, THAGLUE, Golden Fleece.
Man, just send me an ad and I'll follow you. I don't see it, man. I see the cut following me. I just follow them back. I don't even see it, man. But just add me right now, and I'll follow you back.
All right, cool.
Just add me. I got you, homie.
All righty. Well, again, Mike, we can't thank you enough for taking the time out to come on the show tonight. I really appreciate it, and I can't wait to link up again and ride in the new whips and whatever y'all riding in. That was dope. I felt on some celebrity type ish that night, so it was dope. Thank you for doing that. And
thanks for helping me out.
Yes, we appreciate you and continue to be the force that you are in the industry, as well as congrats on everything. And we look forward to the book. We're going to read it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to promote it. Now that you done came on the show, it's like we've followed everything you're doing for real now. So we'll be making sure to promote anything you have going on. So just keep me posted. I'll keep you posted, and that's what's up. Appreciate
you.
Alrighty.
The homie CEO Miami Mike dropped some serious
Mike.
Knowledge.
Too much knowledge. It was so much knowledge and so much like truth and realness on the line that I couldn't even keep up and tweet and do. Like, if you missed it, you gonna have to go back and check the recording to the episode and the broadcast, because it was so much and it was just so real and authentic. So you're gonna have to go back and listen to it. But amazing time with Miami Mike tonight. Really was dope dude. Real. He's just real, and it's hard. You know, real is rare. It is what it is.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's a lot of, you know, good thing he, you know, shed a lot of light on the different things. We talk about that stuff a lot too, man. But you know, people
man.
Have to hear it. You'd be surprised how you have to drill stuff in people's head. You know what I mean? Like, nah,
right.
You know, like, think about anything else, man. A song get drilled in your head, you start loving it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see a bunch of fashion, you know what I'm saying? People wearing a bunch of the same shit, you'd be like, oh, that must be the new shit. You want to go copy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just need shit drilled in your head before you catch on. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know, shout
How
out to...
How perfect was that?
it was exactly what we was talking about. Like,
I know.
For real, like, it was... Straight educational, you know what I'm saying? And I just hope anybody listening to the show understands how valuable that is, even more than
mm-hmm.
saying, hey, Miami Mike, could you listen to my CD? You know what I'm
I
saying?
Know.
That ain't no value in that right there, man. Like you said, you
mm-hmm.
ain't going to blow up overnight. But if he give you these jewels that you can apply to your everyday hustle, then you more likely to be successful. It's just like if you about to take a test. If
mm-hmm.
you know what the answers is going to be because you studied, you're going to pass.
Absolutely. Most definitely. And I didn't know anything about the iPhone cases, and it is smart when you think about it. You know, because and the way he explained it and broke down the method and all of that, it was perfect. I'm like, duh, you're so right. I'm going to stop and just pick up a quick case. So, I mean, it was perfect. I learned something, and we always have opportunity to learn something from our guests, but I really took away from that, and I hope that the audience and everybody that tuned in did as well. Again, first time tuning in or just checking in with us late, G14 Radio, the Cut Vibes, you mean to please, global14.com. We took a break last week. It was a holiday. We back every Wednesday night. Next Wednesday, we back 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Make sure you follow the Twitters at Global14, at G14 Radio, and I'm at Onyx254. Go there.
Yes, at the Glue, THAGLUE, on global14.com, Golden Fleece. You can find us there, man. We there.
That's an N-O and IG. We on IG, too. I'm Onyx254, but I hate pictures, so... You know, you get them when you get them. So,
yeah, at Instagram, the Golden Fleece, THA, Golden Fleece, all one word. Hit me up on the Instagram. Also, let me just say congratulations to the homie Don Cannon, which is now the VP of A&R at Def Jam. So, shout out to Don Cannon. So, you got some brothers
dope.
That know about music, man, and you know we've spoke to Cannon, man, and now he's in position. So you know that's just a beautiful thing, man. You connect with people and they just continue to move up and do their thing, man. And congratulations to the homie, man.
Yeah, see, and just like again, the relationships and the networks, telling y'all, man, it comes full circle all the time. It always does. Well, we gonna go ahead and ride out there and it's. You know, started off, I didn't know how I was going to get through tonight, but I did, and I'm happy.
Yeah, same here. We was on that same shit, man. Like,
yeah, we got
crazy,
on, like,
man.
What's tonight? But so, back, yeah, we totally logged. I mean, I totally on the phone, like, tonight's G14 Radio Cut. Like, I just thought was out of it, but I'm back, and you back, and it's like we never left. So I'm going to drop this French Montana, Ain't Worried About Nothing, because I love that track, and I ain't worried about nothing. So, that's it.
Montana.
Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Round, round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly not gonna feel. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Round round through East Streamer. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I'm round round with that Nina. I'm round round with that AK, that HK, that SK, that beam on the scope. Window down, blowing smoke. Niggas front and be broke. Try rob me, gon' get smoked. That gun automatic. My car automatic. Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Round, round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly not gonna feel. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Money don't mean nothing. Nada. Bitches don't mean nothing. Nada. Coming with your hand out, nigga. I don't owe you nothing. Nada. I'm round, round with that work. Max Lord Stroud, I'm hurt. I'll ride through Mount Haven. I'll ride through Castle Hill. You know that coupe half a million. Fuck how niggas feel. Cause I ain't really worried about nothing. My niggas ain't worried about nothing. Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Round, round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly not gonna feel. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
ain't worried about a motherfucking thing, nigga. See you niggas shaking in your motherfucking boots. That untouchable empire, dream team.
I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.